United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
In a very Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Hope you're having a good day today. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 12 noon here on the 28th of January, 2013. In studio with me is everybody but Mark. How's that? Sticks is here, Ben is here, Jeff is here, and I'm Tracy, and I'm here. And we want to hear from you. It's open mic, and the number is 347-945-5229. And I've got questions, guys, for you. Did you guys watch football yesterday? Did you guys watch the All-Star game?
Yawn.
Was it an All-Star game?
Yawn.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, they really don't need to play that game.
No.
It's
worthless.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's worthless? I mean, how can you have an All-Star game and not have the All-Stars in it?
Yawn.
Yeah.
That bad, huh?
That bad. If there's one thing that ever came out of the NFL that was useless, that's it.
The All-Star game.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
You know,
those guys don't play. They don't want to get hurt. They don't.
Okay.
I mean, their season's over. They don't want to get injured.
No, they don't want to get injured.
So everything's almost like a scrimmage tag.
It's like flag football?
Flag football, yeah. I mean, it really is. It's not.
Hall of Fame game.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame game, people are competing for positions on the roster. So they're playing their hearts out there, but. You know, you get these all-stars that are making $5-6 million a year. They're not going to risk their career in a game that's meaningless. So it's.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like, you know, so it's not like the NBA, because when we have our all-star game, you know, we do flips and circles and chairs and back it up.
That's close to it. Yeah.
You guys don't do that.
I think the baseball all-star game is probably the one that's most.
Exhilarating?
It's an event.
Yeah, it is. That's the one I would go see if I had a chance.
You know, NASCAR has an all-star race, too. They do.
Six, I'm still trying to figure out why you're watching cars go around in a circle.
It isn't that. It ain't
cars going around in a circle. Yes, it is.
The thing is, it's like any other sport. If you don't understand what's going on the field, you're not interested.
Six.
I have. That's why I'm not interested in football. I never played as a child.
I didn't play as a
child. I don't understand it. I don't understand what's going on in the field, so I just don't watch it.
You don't understand football?
No, not at all.
That's why we call you Sticks.
That's right. But I understand NASCAR.
What is there to understand about NASCAR?
There's all kinds of strategies. There's a lot of races that are won by 1 gallon of gasoline.
Well, you know, that's the same in football.
In fact, yesterday, at the end of the, these guys raced for 24 hours down at Daytona this weekend.
Wait, Sticks. Sticks.
Okay.
They don't use gasoline.
Yes, they do. It's a percentage ethanol now. It's not 100% ethanol.
Yeah.
It's a percentage of its ethanol.
Yeah. So you have
but they just said,
hold on, wait a minute. Y'all eating up my corn?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
This weekend they had a 24-hour race at Daytona. They raced for 24 hours, and it came down to 2 gallons of gasoline, the guy that won.
I think it came down to who drank the most Red Bull or 5-hour energies. Who had the best stock?
That was crazy.
No, but come and listen.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Gas is how much a gallon?
$3.
Ethanol.
$3.38
more. And these guys are driving for 24 hours?
Uh-huh.
Why does the government shut that down?
No, they want to. They want to.
No, they subsidize that. Don't worry about it.
They subsidize it. There you go.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
We got that.
Just remember that the right after the inauguration, gas started going up exponentially. I was down to 345 for premium, now I'm back up to 368.
You would think with all that hot air coming out of the White House that energy would go down.
Yeah, we're not there yet. We're talking about football. We're not talking about 60 Minutes. We're talking about football.
We're talking sports.
60 Minutes is only part of the hot air coming out of there.
Now listen, we're talking about sports.
You guys got your biggest weekend of the year coming up.
We're talking about that for a little while.
I got the Ravens in there.
You're going on that.
My brother was a Cleveland Browns. I'm a Cleveland Browns. I can't be. And my father was a Cleveland Browns. What can I do? I'm a Cleveland Brown.
You can move the Baltimore too,
I'm the Baltimore Ravens for this time.
Aren't the Colts from Baltimore?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Baltimore team.
Colts.
The Ravens are Cleveland's team.
Cleveland has to have a winning team, so they go and adopt one. Don't worry about it.
We can't adopt.
Art Modell.
We have two teams.
Art Modell picked up his ball and he left home.
Well, he fired. What's his name from the Patriots? Didn't he?
Bill Belichick.
Yeah, Bill Belichick. That was a really good idea.
I am a
Steeler fan because they got a cute coach.
Absolutely.
Well, hey, guess what? A Steeler fan now owns the Browns.
I know.
Isn't that awesome?
I know, but I can't go there. That'd be just too bad. No,
we're gonna win.
I'm a Steeler fan, and that doesn't mean anything. I'm a Steeler fan because he's a Steeler, and when he leaves, I go with him.
Huh?
We're gonna win.
Wait, how many coaches have the? I think the,
she's not.
How
a
many
Steeler
coaches
fan.
Have the Browns? Had in
too many. But how many have the Steelers? I think the Steelers had three, four.
Three in their history.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
They've had three within the last five years.
That's what I'm saying.
Chuck Knoll was the longest running, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You guys are an institution. I got
to
give it to you.
That's what I'm saying. I got to stick with something that has a solid background like the Constitution.
Remember when we were kids, Pittsburgh really was the city of champions, remember?
Yeah.
The Pirates, Penguins, and the Steelers all won their championships in the same year.
Stick. Tomlinson wasn't there then. He was just a kid too.
She don't care. Yeah. All she cared about is Tomlinson.
He was.
And he a married man anyway.
I don't care less.
I don't mind
being his wife.
Like you said, I do agree that the Steeler organization is an institution, and most Cleveland Browns fans have been institutionalized. So
that's right. Here we go.
Remember the cardiac kids? They put a lot. When you're being a Browns fan, you're putting your life in your own hands. Really,
Rapeless Burger.
It's like playing Russian roulette almost.
But now you got to understand. I'm gonna root for the 49ers this Sunday. You know,
I'm with you on that 100%.
I'm sticking with my hometown. I'm hoping Denise and John York blow it up.
Mm-hmm. Their sons are the.
I don't know this son. Hold on a minute. I gotta find out important information.
Okay.
Is he married yet?
That I don't know.
Cougar Town.
But I think he is. I think he is.
I don't.
Who?
Denise and John York's son.
Yeah, the one who's running the
organization
49ers right now.
Is he married?
He gotta be married to run the 49ers.
No, he don't.
In that family, you do.
The mayor of San Francisco wants to ban hard liquor in San Francisco on Sunday. So they don't burn a town down, you know. Everybody goes and watches a team win and turns over a police car on the way home.
Can I ask a question? Maybe you guys can help me out with this. Why is it that when people win football games or lose football, all they need is a reason to drink and turn?
They don't do that in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's no big deal anymore. It's almost like it's like a national holiday. It comes every year. The Steelers win a Super Bowl. Big deal, you know.
Oh, here we go. It does not come every year.
I will say this. If Cleveland ever wins, not only will that city burn, but the world will end.
Isn't San Francisco, if they win this one, going to tie Pittsburgh?
I think so.
I think this will make them 6-6.
6-6, yeah. That'll be great. That'd be awesome.
Okay, just checking. I gotta try to work this out. What?
Ravens.
49ers, Jeff.
Ravens.
49ers, Jeff.
The Ravens are going to win the game.
Hey, local call, how you doing today?
Good, Trace. How are you? I'm going to jump in a minute, may I?
Please.
I'm going for the Ravens, although I'm a Browns fan.
Jeff. Yep.
But they're in our division, and I hate to root for them, but they're in our division. I'm for the Browns. I don't want the 49ers to win. My team out there is the Raiders. But to me, you guys All we are is a bunch of hard-working people rooting for millionaires.
That's right.
You know, that's exactly what I feel about any sport.
Well, you know, speaking of money, I mean, if the 49ers win, you know, that's going to be a windfall for the Valley, too.
Yes.
Wow.
Because the money gets paid to here before it gets redistributed out, taxes.
And not only that, they usually bring the team here for a celebration.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And I'm always busy, you know.
I'm not busy. And I told you I'm a 49ers fan, and I'm trying to marry Denise and John York's son.
I don't know.
You think they'll let me come back?
I don't know. I can always ask her when I see her next.
Yeah, please ask Denise. Ask her if she's looking for.
By the way, I was invited to go.
A daughter-in-law.
A daughter-in-law.
Yeah, I was invited to go.
So what?
I heard that.
I'm not going to go, though.
Would have been gone.
I'm not a New Orleans fan.
I love New Orleans.
I like the food.
I'll tell you what, the food's great. The people are nice.
If anybody's having a party,
French
let
quarter.
Me know. I want to find a party to go to.
The French
Plenty.
Quarter is
With
beautiful.
Good food. Fat Tuesday, we will be at the fireplace, so you can come out there.
But we're not going to advertise
a
fireplace.
I'm looking
all the
for
good
a
food
free party.
Yeah.
That's a free party.
Instead of free party, you got free advertising.
There you go. Hey, wait a minute.
You can come.
Are you gonna?
I'll even set up a mic for you.
You giving up?
I can sing. Hold up. I'm
gonna set up a mic for you, just for you.
What time do I have to be there? What time do
we
rehearsal?
We start at seven.
What time sound check? So I can make sure I get.
Letting Tracy sing.
They're gonna let me sing.
6:30.
Oh,
I'm gonna have a mic set right up for you.
And I'm not talking about the one that does not turn on.
What? You think I would do something like that?
Listen, I got a friend, and they have a professional group. And for some reason, the background singers, a couple of them couldn't make it. And so they set up these mics, and they had these guys set, because they didn't want to be up there by themselves. So they had these mics set up. And this one guy, he was swooping, and he was singing his heart out over there. He was blown, because it was the first time he had really ever sang on stage publicly. He found out when they got off the stage, his mic was never turned on. He was like a prop.
But he had a good time.
That's all that matters.
Yes, sure. Y'all do that too, don't y'all? I didn't know that would really happen.
I mean, if Beyonce can do it, why can't somebody else?
Listen, I am not a Beyonce. Y'all got to get up off of her.
I was never on her, but
you know why?
I don't think
Whoa.
I.
Whitney Houston. Listen, the best of them, majority of them, when they do outside events like that, majority of them are not singing live. I don't know what Beyonce's going to do at halftime this weekend, because you don't do those events live. Whitney Houston sang the best national anthem ever sung in a football stadium in history.
Are you trying to tell me you're trying to tell me Danny Partridge never played the bass?
Absolutely not.
Roseanne Barr wasn't lip syncing.
That's what we're trying to say.
That's the reason for lip sync. That's why we do lip sync.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Mm. Whitney Houston. She that wonderful national anthem rendition she did. She sang that it was not her singing live. That was studio.
Mm-hmm.
Why is everybody jumping on this little girl? And I'm not a Beyonce fan, but
I told you I never jumped on her yet, but.
Y'all get up off of Beyonce.
I'm not.
No, y'all, I mean, what you going to do this weekend, Jeff?
Me?
No, Beyonce. Beyonce's doing a halftime show.
Beyonce's going to do the halftime
show.
And I don't know how.
She'll do the halftime show live.
She's going to have to do it live.
She'll do it live. I don't think any of the people have ever done the halftime show that it was lip synced.
That's what I'm saying.
But the national anthem's a different ball of wax.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you don't want to screw up the national anthem. You can screw up that big production thing, and people don't catch it because they can't hear half the words anyways over the music.
When you don't know if it's going to be 2 below or 40 below, you really don't want to try to sing like that outside.
That's
live.
That's the whole deal.
And that's a mess.
Yeah, well, this is the first time the Super Bowl's ever been outside, isn't it?
Well, for no.
It's always been in the dome, right?
It's on being the
dome.
It's
in New Orleans. It's a dome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
the other day she was in the
She was
cold,
outside.
So
I can understand that because your voice does all kinds of freaky stuff when it's
exactly.
cold.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they made. I mean, we're still talking about this 7 days later.
I never talked
why?
About it once. I don't know why people made a big deal out of it.
Why?
Well, I didn't make a big deal out of it.
You're conservative, one of the Republicans. Why did you make a big deal out of it?
Because I really don't care.
two sets of people are going to get completely annihilated in the press this year. You know who they are? Rich black folks and church folks.
Why
they're gonna kill them.
They're gonna pick on P. Diddy.
They're gonna pick on Diddy. They're gonna say that you want this.
Mm-hmm.
No,
you want this because they don't need you after a certain time, and they're gonna the prejudices are gonna show up.
President and Jay-Z. I mean, Jay-Z. The president is not gonna pick on P. Diddy and Jay-Z. He's not gonna do it.
Well, he won't, but the press will.
No,
they're his best.
But then again, I was getting ready to say that they're sort of like one and the same. But we'll leave that alone for right now.
No.
We can't get too serious.
That's right. We got 20 minutes before we can get serious.
No, 20 whole minutes.
20 minutes.
I thought it was only 10. I thought we were going to do
that. But, you know, in honor of Mike.
He would be ecstatic right
now.
Yeah,
because he was such a big 49er fan. That's another reason why I've got to root for the 49ers.
Yeah.
Just missing Mike.
I miss Mike, too, but I can't go for that. I'm a Browns fan, true and true. All the time.
I know.
You're
close to being institutionalized, too.
Maybe so. But hopefully we'll turn into an institution, and we'll see. But now, I mean, you know, we have some good things. I think we picked up the right coaches. So we'll see.
And if it doesn't work in 2 years, you can get another one.
Well, that's what they'll do.
That's what they've done.
I've noticed that about Browns fans, you know, they're the ultimate Obama backer. They're always looking for hope and change.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now, men don't even like football dogs be like that. What is the world?
I worked with these guys in the mill for years, and it was the same thing at the end of the year. Well, there's always next year.
Yeah, always next year.
Always next year.
Oh, man.
Hope and change, right?
Hope and change.
There you go.
It
didn't work for the Browns. It's not working for the country. So,
well, it might work for the Browns though. You don't know that.
That's what the same people, that's what the liberals are saying for the nation.
Oh,
it
man.
Might work. It
Listen
might work.
To you guys.
Hasn't worked yet. I don't talk to too many liberals, but when I do, I do ask for a large fry and Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And the number 347-945-5229 is a little crazy in here, but we're here.
Oh man.
I've got to find out. I'm trying to get you guys some stuff, some information, so that you guys. I want you guys to do some things for me. I want you to go online. Those of you who are conservative Republicans, or should I say Republicans, and if you have some information and that you would like to get to the RNC about the last election, they have set up a website to gather information and to gather data. And we want you to go there and take the survey so that you will we can better shape conservative politics in the future.
Not a chance. I want to talk to them in person because they're not going to listen to no line, and they're not going to pay attention. You notice that my man from New Orleans or that Louisiana said the same thing I said last week, that the GOP was being stupid in how they were handling stuff. What's his name? Jindal.
Bobby Jindal. Yeah.
And they are. And I hate to say that because I'm a Republican. And, you know, but I think that they're handling things wrong. They're getting their butts kicked. And they are asking for their butts to get kicked.
But my question to you is, Jeff, if you can change it. I mean,
but I want to do something that's going to change it. I don't want somebody looking at my response and then just saying, well, what does he know?
No, I don't mean
I want them to tell me that to my face.
But
we're going to do that.
But we're not. This is not a one-on-one. This is not a one-on-one. This is a gathering of information for people for what people think.
Yeah.
And you cannot, honestly, you may be different, but they physically cannot honestly talk to every person.
They don't need to talk to every person.
They only
just
need to talk to you.
Awake. Just ones that's awake.
No, not just me, but
a few of us. Quite a few of us. But the thing is they're not talking.
But what I'm saying is we're just trying to get
information. I think what's going to happen is you're going to have basically two sides to the coin. You're going to have conservatives that are going to say that the Republican Party isn't conservative enough, and you have other ones that are going to say that we got to, you know, the liberal Republicans that want to be more liberal. That's the only thing
that's all they're going to do.
And what they don't seem to understand is when they go Democrat light, they lose. the only way to win as a Republican is to be
conservative.
Right. Right. Well, there were, what, 2 million conservatives that did not vote in the last election because they didn't feel the party's platform.
3 million.
3 million?
3 million.
They didn't feel the party's platform was conservative enough.
Right.
So, I mean,
I'm going to go take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. When I come back, hopefully I'll have a
You got to go to the bathroom again?
Yeah, I do. You know, but it's called, you know, it's lunchtime. We'll see you on the other side of the break. You're listening again to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. We'll see you on a moment.
Individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Are you satisfied with your current level of reproductive health care? Have you been considering making a change? Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley are accepting new patients. Call 330-746-7007 for comprehensive female care that includes fertility treatment, contraception management, and prenatal care through delivery. Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley provide individualized, personalized care in a soothing, first-class environment. Call 330-746-7007. Most insurances accepted.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland, at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print, signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795. Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. A stabbing sent one person to a hospital last night in Youngstown. Police say there was a fight in the 600 block of McBride Street. The victim is expected to be okay. No other details were immediately released about the incident. The warden of a regional jail in southeast Ohio says overcrowding of female inmates is becoming more of a problem there and at other county and regional jails in the state. Warden Jeremy Tolson says a factor is a 2011 state legislative change allowing fifth and fourth degree felons to be incarcerated in county jails. And police in Ohio's capital say a new free smartphone application allows the public to send in crime tips and get responses from officers in an anonymous process. Officials say the app, announced last week, could help officers reach a younger demographic, improve neighborhood safety, and save the agency time and resources. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
As self-evident, a second Bill of Rights, under which a new basis of security and prosperity can be established for all, regardless of station or race or creed. Among these are the right to a useful and remunerative job, the right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation, the right of every farmer to raise and sell his products at a return which will give him and his family a decent living, the right of every businessman, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom, freedom from unfair competition and domination by monopolies at home or abroad, the right of every family to a decent home, the right to adequate medical care, and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health, the right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment, the right to a good education. All of these rights spell security. And after this war is won, we must be prepared to move forward in the implementation of these rights to new goals of human happiness and well-being. For unless there is security here at home, there cannot be lasting peace in the world.
Well, there are your rights. And so now the question is, do you subscribe to those rights or do you look at the Bill of Rights? And all those rights that FDR said that you had, you know, who's going to pay for those rights? So now the number is 347-945-5229. Want to hear from you today. And that's where we're starting off. And Sticks came in and said, you got to play this clip. And I listened to it. And, you know, I don't think we understand that those are the ability to have those rights, but not the ability to get them because you were born here. What? What are you looking at me?
It sounded to me an awful lot like the president's inaugural address. Same word, same thing, only different.
But that's what they subscribe to. And it's been a subscription, and they have brainwashed people into feeling as though they're entitled to it just because they were born.
And why won't?
I don't have a problem with that. Just tell me how you're going to pay for it.
I have a problem with it because
I know how they're going to pay for it.
How are they going to pay for it?
They're going to walk up to my head with a shotgun and demand my tax money.
Well, no, they're not going to put. They're going to no.
Well, they're going to no. They just throw me in prison.
No, they're going. Well, they may do.
That's only one house providing that.
But if they throw you in prison, you get
three
hots and a cot.
That's it. Yeah. So don't worry about it. Then you don't have to worry about it. Then you don't have to worry. They'll take your money, and then they'll take care of you. Hey, South Carolina, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. We've kind of thawed out down here, but that's about all I'll say about that. Other than that, I'm just kind of looking and you know, looking over the stuff that happened over the weekend that nobody knows anything about or hear anything about. And the main thing was the federal court slapped Mr. Obama down, slapped his hand, and told him, "You've been a bad boy, you can't do that." With the National Labor Relations Board.
That was a
big victory. I was happy about that. And also, I've been listening to, you know, Mr. Al Sharpton and understanding that we do not have unregulated rights granted to us by the Constitution. Like the right to bear arms is not an unregulated right, but that is a regulated right that the government can, you know, change it. You know.
Okay.
So my question to it was a thing with the National Urban League with Mike Morial and Al Sharpton and some other folks making a comment. And the one thing that he said, though there's a couple things, but two things that really stood out to me was, why would you need the Second Amendment was there for us to defend ourselves against the government as a militia. That was the one thing that was pretty interesting. And the second thing on top of that, he said that we live in an era of drones. A semi-automatic weapon would do no good against drones. So it's not even an issue. Why are you fussing about this? Why are you arguing about this? I mean, look.
Yeah.
If you look on my Facebook page and see it, I mean, he actually makes this comment that we live in the era of drones. So a semi-automatic weapon is not going to hurt it. So apparently, him and Jesse Jackson went to the same school when they said that. You know, with Jesse saying that you can take down an airplane with an M16 or with an AR-15. Al Sharpton saying that you can't shoot down a drone with a semi-automatic weapon. So which one's right?
Why would
I want
to do that?
I thought both were far left.
Listen, I got right.
Yeah, but Tracy, the crazy thing about it is, what was getting me is the fact that Al Sharpton and Jesse, Mike Morial, and all those guys are got to be the biggest racists I've ever seen in my life. Because all of a sudden, I did a little study. Over the past 5 years, there have been 2,700 murders in Chicago. Okay, 2,700.
Five on Saturday.
Yeah, well, hey, check this out. 80% of those, 80+% of those, were committed with firearms. Okay? You want to take a guess on how many of those individuals were black?
I have to say 400.
No. Percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise?
Out of all the, out of, yeah.
80%.
I was going to say 90.
No, go 90%. Sticks your right.
90%? Yeah.
90%,
well, the one,
okay.
The one thing, if
but,
you look
but,
at Chicago, they used to have 900-plus murders a year until they let guns back in the city. Now they're down to 500. Yeah, they're up to 500 murders a year now, but still the majority of them are all black, and nobody
says
anything.
But here's the thing. Nobody says anything about Chicago and the number of individuals that are black that's being murdered, killed, or otherwise harmed.
Hold on, that doesn't qualify as a life.
But you have to have blue eyes
and blonde hair to for it to matter.
You got to understand.
Unless you are white and young, middle class, you will not get a rise out of the NAACP.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Listen, South Carolina, did you see my post that I wrote this weekend? Gay is the new black. You got to understand, you have equal rights under the law. Everything is equal. You're in a post-racial society. Now we need to pick up our mantra, and we need to march forward in support of gay rights. Have you not heard the news?
You can kill a black teen on the streets, and it doesn't matter, but if you even threaten a gay man, you go to jail.
That's
a hate crime.
No, one's a life. One's expendable. Yes?
One's a life. Yeah, you're right. We've become so desensitized that we can march. And the young lady put it so eloquently on TV when they interviewed her. He said they used to say abortion should be safe, how did you put it, safe, rare, and available. Now they just say safe and available because they don't want it to be rare anymore. They want it to be common, a common occurrence.
Have you not heard of cleansing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about
They need to go and start reading some serious Margaret Sanger.
Don't worry about it. You leave. Listen, Margaret. Everybody screams about Ayn Rand, but they love Margaret Sanger.
Love Margaret.
But
I don't care.
Tracy,
you gotta realize
my
you're a bad
is,
girl.
My question is, who's gonna apologize to Jeff?
Who Jeff? What?
Who's, because Jeff's right. Who's gonna apologize to him? Who's
nobody,
gonna apologize
nobody.
To you?
Nobody.
Who's gonna apologize to me?
You don't get no apologies.
Okay.
Ain't no apologies here. What you listen here?
When they
we
finally
have
when they finally come
South
for you,
South Carolina, we have rights, and the government
yeah.
is going to take care of me, and it's going to be okay. So don't worry about it. I got this. Ask Uncle
Sam.
Yeah. Match
your arm. You've been to a VA clinic, Six. You've been to a VA clinic. Are they taking care of you?
Absolutely.
Oh, they're just one.
They don't take. Wait a minute. Listen, y'all, I got to let Matt in for a minute, then I'm going to let you in, Stanley, because you were third. But let me say this. Everything that America has touched has gone down south. Have you seen the post office lately? Have you seen the VA hospital lately? Have you seen the debt ceiling lately? Have you seen the military lately? Do you understand what – have you seen the public education system run by the federal government?
Oh, Common Core standards are on the way, baby.
So what? Why are you complaining?
Well,
I mean,
what
the,
are you
what's the
do?
Deal?
What are you going to do if you get a state like South Carolina, okay, whose standards seem to be way below certain states like Massachusetts or
you like cotton?
Or another state, huh?
You like cotton?
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton.
Wait. What was it? If you keep them you keep them uneducated, unarmed, and wasn't that slavery?
That's not slavery. That's not slavery.
If it's not slavery, then it's
what
just the black code.
Please, it ain't a black code.
Oh, you have a black code. We can't educate you as a white man.
Universal code.
But I seen something on history this weekend said the black codes allowed them to just pull you off the street and put you to work in somebody's field for free, even
it
after
did.
Slavery.
It did.
So what's the difference
right.
between slavery and the black codes? It sounds like the same thing, only different.
Listen here. You and I, we talked about this. We talked about this. We talked about Project 21, Agenda 21.
Agenda 21, yeah.
Okay, let's get this straight. Did I not tell you that black people were the pilot group? See, when you put a new TV program on,
mm-hmm.
you have a pilot, right? They have a little pilot group to find out if this will work. They found out. they really want you to think black and white is different. Black and white no different. We just used you because we could notice you because you were easy pickings for a pilot group of where we going.
Well, that explains
control,
why black German.
You're the control group.
That's
you know,
right.
They
killed them all.
You know how they test monkeys? You know what I'm saying?
That's what
a control
I'm saying.
Group, you got the
and
one to get the good food and one to get the bad food.
The placebo. That's right.
The placebo.
The placebo.
That's a new term that should be coined and marketed right there.
The
placebo.
But the problem,
right.
the
yeah.
problem, the problem is the ones that were getting the bad food wound up living. Ooh.
Stanley, hold up. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, what's that? Pots and pans being banged around in the studio there.
That's you.
That's me.
Oh, that's not you. That's Stanley then.
Oh, he's getting mad throwing stuff around. Hey,
he is.
Hello.
Hold on, Stanley. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, you started off this segment here with the FDR speech, and, you know, I find it funny that FDR basically enacted a little something called the New Deal, which basically embodied that entire speech. And what really is funny about that is the author of the New Deal actually thought it was a bad idea and wanted him to get rid of it a year after it was enacted. I find that hilarious. The yeah. other thing is, my question, you know, there's a little, well, I'm not going to say that word, his head will definitely spin around, but why is it that Obama and the left, every time they get backed into a corner, they always bring up the name of Reagan as the answer?
Because Reagan is God for you.
No. Not
yes,
the leftist
yes, yes,
or
yes.
Right. Obama
I'm sorry
to
tell you, Reagan.
Stan, Obama brings up his name.
Stanley, I didn't pull you up yet. I'm going to give you your time. Hold up. Go ahead, Matt.
No, I'm just asking that question. I wasn't saying the right brings up the name. The name of Ronald Reagan, every time the left is backed into a corner and can't figure out the way out, they always turn to Reagan and point him out as the answer. Why is that? They did
because,
it again this weekend.
Well, who did it this weekend? Was it on 60 Minutes or was it on Face the Nation?
No, I caught a little something on CNN, and I believe it was Dick Durbin who brought up the name of Reagan. I think it was Durbin.
Was it with gun control?
Yes.
Yeah, it had something to do with gun control. And
yeah, Reagan made a very foolish statement, I think, supporting that no man needs to have an AK-47 to do his home. But the thing is
excuse me, Jeff.
Yeah.
Stanley, I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to give you your time. Quit co-signing and quit talking on top of Jeff. Go ahead.
Reagan made that statement, and which was a foolish statement, because I don't think that Reagan was taking into consideration what the Second Amendment meant or anything, because the Second Amendment clearly states that you are to not only be able to protect yourself against enemies and protect yourself and your property and your family, but protect yourself against your own government, because your government could get out of hand one day. And that's what the framers put it in for. And it doesn't matter what it is. I don't care anything about a drone. I don't care nothing about tanks and bombs. If they are going to be bold enough to try to play Syria with us, then the world will answer them, and they still ain't going to get rid of the people because they haven't killed off the opposition yet in Syria. Think of the 200 million or 500 million guns we have in this country right now. Well, how are you going to stop them so quickly?
This is
not going to happen.
Look at how many American soldiers were killed in Iraq, and the Iraqi army hasn't had a drone or an air force since we took it out.
Exactly.
Took it out.
And I just want to know why I haven't heard about the hostages that got killed a couple weeks ago.
Why should you? Because Obama's on watch. It doesn't matter.
Listen,
done everything right.
I got to pull up Stanley in a minute, but I got to say this. And I said this to you guys when we were meeting before the show. We've got Benghazi. We've got hostages. We've got a Christian who has been detained over in...
For starting churches.
Right.
Mm.
We've got domestic policy issues when it comes to our debt.
We've got riots.
We got riots.
Right,
we got
in Egypt, and you've
got
a massive arms
we've
deal
got,
going
we
in.
Got, oh, we got stuff going on. We've got all this stuff going on. We got, you know, education in America. We've got debt that's running out of muck. They're even talking about, you know, amnesty program for immigrants. So please tell me why that we had a president and a secretary of state, or former secretary of state, doing kiss up cousins on yesterday on 60 Minutes. Go ahead, Stanley.
No, what do you want me to say, Tracy? It's like you're all making assumptions. Obama's going to take your gun. Obama's the worst thing since sliced bread. And when we bring you facts, conservative, you don't take it. When we bring you facts, finally Jeff said something strong and intelligent. When Reagan said what he said, he believed it. And then you say, no, that's not the thing he's supposed to say.
It's a foolish statement. It doesn't
make me laugh so much. Please let me talk, because I'm getting pissed off. Every time I go to your show, you don't go with facts. You don't go with things. You make so many assumptions. Obama's going to take our gun, and we're all coming to as liberal. Where is it written? You don't have no answer for nothing. You always bring the thing with fear. You always think, oh, it's going to be a fearful state. Everybody's going to be with you. You love fear. I'd rather live with hope and change than live with fear the way you do. And the people said the same thing. We don't believe what you say anymore, conservative. Because
the people didn't say anything.
No.
The people voted on it, Tracy.
Stanley,
the people
didn't vote. Stanley, the people didn't vote on
the
anything.
The people voted, Tracy.
Stanley, who controls the House of Representatives?
You do, but who has Congress? And who's the President of the United States?
He's the President. He's not the King.
It's Obama.
He's not the King.
You know, the only thing I've got to say about all this is, Stanley, can you get me a large fry and Diet Coke?
Stanley, do you know what the Heller? Do you know what the Heller decision was?
Having fear. Can you?
Do you know what the Heller decision was?
Can you tell me what time did President Obama say, "I'm going to take your gun"? Tell me.
He doesn't have to. Dianne Feinstein said he's going to, and Dianne Feinstein says she wants to, and he would sign the bill. Do you know what Heller said?
I don't.
Tell me about the Heller decision, Stanley.
President, did the president say?
Tell me about the Heller decision.
It doesn't matter, Stanley.
Please be honest, yes or no.
Stanley,
Stanley,
give me a cherry pie with
Stanley,
that, too.
Stanley, tell me about the Heller decision. What did the Heller decision say?
I don't care.
Thank you.
The Heller decision was the Supreme Court decision that said that every human being, every American citizen has the right to own firearms that are in common use. The AR-15 rifle is the most popular, repeat, most popular firearm being sold today. That would put it in common use. Therefore, according to the Supreme Court, Dianne Feinstein and all you gun grabbers have no right to even talk about taking away anybody's or making the AR-15 banned, illegal, in any way, shape, or form, or stopping the sale of that their weapon because it is in common use.
Here, here.
Oh, boy.
Okay, the number 347-945-5229.
And the Big Mac's the best-selling hamburger. Right, Stanley?
But listen, you know what, Stanley, you said something, and this is what Stanley, you have to concur with me on this. People did not vote for for what was going on in America, because the majority of people who voted, they didn't have a clue what was going on. They were voting for a personality. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't.
So Stanley, you really believe that the majority of people who voted really understood what they were voting for?
No, I think the majority of people voted didn't trust Romney and believe more in Obama.
No. Answer the question. Do you understand that Obama is the personality that drives that drives an agenda or drives a platform?
What do you mean?
Okay, this is Civics 101. There is a platform that is adopted at every convention that convenes every 4 years that gives you the nomination of your president and your vice president of the United States of America. That platform is what drives your agenda.
Uh-huh.
The personality is the person who institutes the platform in which the party sits on.
Okay.
Most people have never, ever picked up as a platform, both Republican and Democrat, to read what it actually says, nor do they understand it. Because they don't understand it, they vote for personalities. Last night, President Obama came out and gave his endorsement to the next candidate for president in 2016. People will vote for her based on her personality. I love her. I think she's great. They have no idea what the platform that she is going to drive is going to say. And you guys don't give me facts. If you just put the Democrat national platform,
uh-huh.
Yes, you may believe in that platform. You may be one of the few people, Stanley, you may be one of the few people who actually understand and read it and believe it and stand on that platform. But you are one of the only 2% that has ever, ever, ever understood it and or read it. And that is a problem in America, because we think we are voting for sound bites and we're voting for personalities. We have no idea what we're doing when it comes to actually moving America forward and what that means. And if you want a socialistic society, that's you. But the majority of people don't want that. They don't even know
disagree. Whoa, Tracy, the foundation of this country was founded in socialism.
No, it was not.
Yes,
absolutely
it was.
Not.
It was.
The Constitution
from,
was written
wait,
for the
from,
for the protection
wait,
of the individual
before,
over.
Then,
no,
before,
Stanley,
then,
the Constitution then, was written for the protection
okay.
of the individual over the mob. Socialism is ruled by mob.
Let me get this straight.
Pure democracy is ruled by mob.
Hey,
Stanley, you go around and you ask people, are you willing to pay your next-door neighbor's health care bills and see what answer you get?
Go ahead, South Carolina.
Stanley, you said something really out there, man. I want you to explain that. What do you mean that the United States was built on socialism? Or something? You said something to that effect. I wasn't quite sure I heard it straight. But you said something to the effect that the United States is based on socialism. Can you explain that to me?
And if I go to Thomas Jefferson, the writing of Thomas Jefferson, if I go to the founding fathers and everything, they didn't believe in the capitalist the way we do. Believe in socialism to a certain degree. You're asking me a question.
Quotes.
They believe in fairness. They believe in many things that I don't hear any conservative making a fact.
Stanley, I would like some Thomas Jefferson quotes.
Hold on,
if Thomas Jefferson was a socialist, give me the quote.
Hold on. Stanley, stop. We're not going to go through that much foolishness. If you think America wasn't built on capitalism, then you think slavery was a myth.
I'm saying it wasn't built just on doctrine.
Stanley, if you don't think, Stanley, George Jefferson had slaves. If you don't think
George Jefferson,
George Jefferson had slaves.
Honky.
You have to learn to think like a conservative now. And
George Jefferson had slaves.
You're smart about this. And see,
George Jefferson had slaves.
But for our the benefit of our liberal, you have to separate it because they don't understand anything.
George Washington, Thomas
and
Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
Otherwise,
had slaves. George Jefferson, yeah.
George Jefferson had slaves. And if you don't think... If you don't think that Benjamin Franklin, John Hancock, and the rest of them people on that list were not capitalists, you were out of your mind. They were independent, and they were trying to be independent from the system, but they were masterful in how they put this thing together. But we have to understand, they got to the place where they actually fought about what was going to go in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So don't tell me that we were built on a socialist society because everyone had to pull their own weight. Remember, you didn't have entitlements like we have today until FDR. You understand that? You didn't have Social Security before FDR. It's either you work or you starve.
Ain't
no check come in the mail.
Can I give a quick synopsis of something that happened? The first year the Pilgrims landed here.
They landed on black folks.
They didn't have no black folks. They landed here, and they staked out land, and they all tried to work the land together. And guess what?
It didn't work
because some people wouldn't work and do their fair share, and some people would. And so they almost starved that first couple years. In the third or fourth year, I believe it was, they changed up the system. And and this is what started our system off as it was. They started allocating land to the people and saying, you work your land and you get out of what you can. When they did that, the place flourished and trade happened because what one person raised and did, another person did the opposite or did something else, and they started to prosper.
And oddly enough, 350 years later, the Chinese did the same thing.
Absolutely.
And it's working there. So, I mean, there's your proof. There weren't facts. There you go. And
you can look it up. Jefferson had slaves.
Yeah.
Capital.
And if you don't believe that the Chinese system is not prospering now because they've got
a
capitalistic society now.
You better believe they
do. Yeah, I'm telling you what, right now, if you don't see those facts.
Stanley, you see that?
You know, I don't think Stanley can see in front of his
face. No, I see that, but you don't see
the
other
part.
Thomas Jefferson's quoting.
Socialism doesn't work.
I'm looking at this.
Stanley, when you look at fairness is correct, but fairness does not mean I give it to you. America, see, it's the difference between, and let me take my break, but the difference between fairness and what we're doing right now, we have entitlement, which means I'm not working for it. I think I deserve it, so you should give it to me. See, when I go out and have multiple children by multiple men, and I don't get an education, I don't go to work, you're giving me something, and I'm not producing anything.
And what's the difference?
And this system was not designed for me to take and not to give.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, are you not seeing where they're trying to take and not give? And yes, I was telling someone earlier today, yes, we need to go after the corporate tax codes. Absolutely. I have a problem with General Electric not paying taxes. I do. But I'm not trying to steal from my neighbor to pay for my insurance.
Well,
right
I have
back.
Okay.
WSO.
South Carolina. Who's there?
Hey, Stan. Mayor.
Yeah. You want Thomas Jefferson? It's saying right now, Thomas Jefferson. I have the quote of Thomas Jefferson when it comes to, he was a full socialist idea when it comes to economic issue. And to quote him, it's too soon yet in our country to say that every man who cannot find employment but who could find uncultivated land should be at liberty to cultivate it and paying a moderate rent. But it is not too soon to provide for every possible means that as few as possible will be without a little portion of land. The small landholder are the most precious part of the state. He had social ideas. So when you're telling me that it was pure capitalism, it wasn't. George Washington had social ideas also. So let's not act something. Like you don't know
Stanley,
what happened.
Stanley, he didn't say give him the land. Nowhere in there did he say give him the land.
Did I say give the land? Wait. Does socialist means you're giving something to somebody?
Exactly.
Socialist means that we're working together to have a bigger flaw, like the right to live when you have in the Constitution the right to live. How can you explain me that, South Carolina? How can you have the right to live when you have no health care? Tell me that. How do you have the right to live when you have no health care?
Well, you got the right to live if you don't have any health care. You got to do the things that you...
Stanley, you said two words. Let him talk. Stan, Let him talk.
You got the right to live, Stanley. You got the right to live. Just not everybody's going to live at the same standard. I mean, you all want everybody to live at the same standard, and that's a physical impossibility.
No,
rich people don't live to the same standard. Listen, there's a guy here that I know that's a millionaire. He doesn't live at the same standard as Bill Gates. It's crazy. George Soros doesn't live at the same rate as Beyonce and her husband.
You're not answering the question. I asked you a direct question. How do you have the right to live if you have no health care? That was the question.
You have the right to live. It's just a matter of what quality will you live, Stanley. That's the whole point.
It's funny you bring up the right to live when you're for abortion.
Exactly.
Because abortion is legal in this country. And
right, but it takes away your right to live.
Maybe against your conviction.
It takes away your right to live.
Abortion case again.
Stanley, if you're a baby and you're killed, you don't have a right to live.
Matt, in this country, it's legal. So get over it.
It does. Well, you just proved my point. If it's legal and your side says what they want to do, then it's
no,
okay.
I'm not what they want
but
to
when you're talking about a right to live and you killed somebody, obviously you don't have a right to live, do you,
no,
Stanley?
Matt, just to give you another point, if this country it was illegal to be have an abortion, I would tell you it's illegal. But in this country, it is legal. So what are you doing?
Would you be for it or against it?
Wait, Matt. In this country, we made a decision that we don't think we're murdering people when we have abortion. In this country.
Would you be for it or against it if it were legal?
Well, people don't see it the same way you do.
Would you be for it or against it if it were legal?
Repeat the question. Go ahead.
Would you be for abortion or against it if it were illegal?
If it was illegal, I have no say in it. If it's illegal...
No. Would you, personally, Stanley, be for abortion or against it?
I am for it. I'm a pro-choice.
Okay, then you prove my point. You believe
in
people not having the right to live. Thank you.
No, I don't prove your point at all. I'm not proving your point at all, Matt.
I have to go get orange juice.
So... That's the thing with conservatives. You don't get that. You make so many assumptions. Why do you make so many assumptions, South Carolina? Why? I'm asking direct question. Did the President Obama took your gun? Yes or no? Hello?
Hello?
many assumptions, South Carolina. You want so much facts, but when I bring you the facts of saying, did the President Obama said he's taking your guns? Yes or no? I don't want the big speech. Yes or no? That's it.
A ban on assault weapons.
Okay. But no, I'm not going there. Wait, that's not the question I asked. Is he taking your gun? Is Obama tomorrow he's going to bring the army, knock at your door, and say, give me your gun? Yes or no?
Sally, you're being ridiculous.
I'm not being ridiculous. You're being ridiculous because you don't want to go there because I'm being truthful.
Well, if you want to say it that way, no, he didn't say that.
Thank you.
However.
There's no however. Thank you. That's it. There's no however.
Okay.
There's no between.
Okay.
There's no something else. That's not what he did.
Okay. Now, I want you to remember that. I want you to remember that statement. I want you to remember that statement because it's going to come back to bite you in the butt.
How is it going to come back to bite me, South Carolina? Are you going to wait after 4 years? I bet you after 4 years I'm going to still come back to you in the show and tell you, did he take the gun? And you're going to be like, no, he didn't. Then what are you going to say?
Well, Stan, let me ask you this.
Let's say in 4 years it happens that he didn't take any of your guns, just made more strict laws for the guns. Wow. Did he take your gun? No, he didn't.
Dude,
then you're going to be shocked. What are you going to say? Tell me.
If you be quiet, man, I get aggravated trying to tell you this, man.
Go ahead.
You go off on a rant, and you just don't stop, man. You got to stop and think for a second. All right? What I said was, okay, no, he didn't tell you he's going to come take your gun. However, if you have a gun, okay, if you have an assault rifle, and they ban assault rifles, yes, he is taking your gun away. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, he is taking your gun away. All right? And that's the bottom line on that.
He did not say it. South Carolina, how is he taking your guns away? Did he put a ban that says that you have no right to have an assault weapon? Yes or no?
I'm saying if they put it into law.
Did they or did they?
Right now, the 28th of January,
Hold on, Stanley.
I got that's an African American sheriff too.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, listen. Good. The right to bear arms is not a race issue. The problem is they're trying to put a race in front of it, and this is my issue that I have with this whole thing. During the break, we saw ABC News and them talking about they want to get the assault rifles, they want to get this, they want to get that, and okay, I understand that it was tragic what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. I understand what damage the assault rifles can do. But let's be honest about this. The disingenuousness of our broadcasting of media and news, one, those young kids were not killed with assault rifles. They were killed with handguns. They had clips in them. That's one. Secondly, I have a problem that they're going after legitimate gun ownership and not going after illegal guns in the streets of America.
No, they're putting them there. Especially in Mexico.
But I said just America. I don't want to go fast and furious. I just want people to know we need to quit being a liar about what we care about. Because if we cared about what we say we care about, we wouldn't allow them to lie to us and then stand in line to get free food from them.
Can I read something?
Go ahead.
The man got a bad rap on the last portion of our program.
Which one?
This is Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson wrote these three quotes. One, the spirit of resistance to government is so valuable on certain occasions that I wish it always to be kept alive. That's one. He says, we in America do not have government by the majority. We have government by the majority who participate. That's two, and that's something that we need to take a look at. And then he says, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. So when you're telling me this craziness that Thomas Jefferson was a socialist, that his words don't add up to socialism. I'm sorry. This is people want to grab at so many straws.
Jeff, the problem with America is we don't teach tyranny socialism, we don't teach fascism, we don't teach democracy, and we don't teach capitalism in school. We blow past it, and we never instruct, because 9 times out of 10, your actual instructor or your teacher doesn't have a clue either.
You know what we got to do?
What?
Anne Frank, we got to get our parents in here. They could tell us about, oh, wait, the socialists killed them.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing that they've dumbed down the population on too, Ben. You know that the average American doesn't realize that Nazi stands for National Socialist, which is just the other side of Uncle Joe Stalin's coin.
Right.
They don't understand it. They think the conservative Republicans.
You wonder why the American Nazi Party supported President Obama.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I mean, this is, and it's beyond my belief. Why would anybody want to support anything that has to do with anything from a Nazi party?
But you have to listen. When you have an ignorant populace, you get an emotional response.
Hmm.
And what people are doing is they are working on emotions. No logic is put into it. No one stands in line for a long period of time to go vote when you can put a ballot inside of an envelope and send it straight out. Hold on, because you have to understand time equates to money.
Oh, yeah.
Time equates to money in every situation. Who has time to stay in line 2 hours when you can put it inside of your mailbox?
I'm telling you right now, your life depends on it. Go read President Obama's book. And go read Adolf Hitler's book.
But you can't. You're not going to.
Oh,
listen,
boy.
Listen, have you ever heard the slogan, if you want to hide something?
Put it in a book.
Do it in plain sight.
Put it in a book.
Put it in a book.
Put it in a book. People are lazy.
Well, we've been dumbed down. People don't understand that fascism is a socialist economic concept.
But again,
but they don't understand that.
You have to,
and I don't know how to teach them.
But you have to teach it. You have to learn it. You have to see it. And you have indoctrinated people to hate the rich. I am going to covet that which you have. Remember, keeping up with the Joneses? I put myself in complete debt so that I can look like you and come home to nothing. I mean, you have to understand what the mindset is.
Dave Ramsey just talked about that in our lesson yesterday.
Do we not understand that? That's what I do. I have to keep up with you. So when you get a car, I get a car. Remember, that's what suburban living was all about.
No, I thought that was if you got arrested, I got arrested.
Same thing. Same thing. And when I get caught, I throw you under the bus because I'm not.
Right.
We have to understand how we've been indoctrinated in America.
See, we have something in common, Tracy.
Hey, 269, your mic is on.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
How you doing, darling?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Oh, you taking medicine?
No. I don't take my medicine on the weekends.
I don't take it on weekends. Well,
you don't take medicine
like
on
the take it.
No, you don't take medicine on the weekends. There's too much going on. I mean, I've got you know, my president and the secretary of state playing pity pat, and we got foreign crisis going on all over the world. I got issues. I got issues with people being ignorant of what's going on around them and still taking up for people. I mean, I understand loving my cousins. I do. I love them. But if you stink, you stink. And there's no way for me to tell you, oh, you know what, you don't smell well. No, you stink. You're funky. You need to take a bath. Same thing. You my cousins, I love you. But I need to be honest with you every now and then. And right now, your funk in my room is causing me discomfort.
Look,
what, Jeff?
Look, you mentioned the Secretary of State and the President. He gave reasons of why he thought she would go down in history as one of the great.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was she helped dismantle Al-Qaeda.
Right.
Al-Qaeda is every freaking where. You're not getting rid of Al-Qaeda.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, listen.
Yeah, but they tried.
Jeff,
that's all
Jeff,
they needed,
Jeff,
right?
Jeff, we got rid of them all.
Yeah.
The mob.
Then why are they still down?
Hold on, Jeff. The mafia was. Now hold on, y'all. The mafia was in Mahoning Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple years ago,
they got elected to office.
No. No.
They're on their way.
They're
on
their
way.
Now, a couple years ago, I'm serious, y'all. If y'all don't know, we live in Youngstown, Ohio, and we used to have a presence of the mob here, but they gone. They moved and they got out of town because we put an Italian, old Italian guy, a young Italian guy, and a black guy in prison, and the mafia gone. Ain't that right, Jeff?
That's right. That's
right.
What they said.
So Al Qaeda's gone, and the mafia's gone. There you go. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't that what happened?
Oh, yeah. Sure thing.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
They shot the prosecutor,
yeah,
and they all went to jail. See, that's what I'm saying. We got the mob.
It's all done.
Right,
yeah.
It's all done. No Al Qaeda.
Right.
We got peace.
And you don't need to question. Don't even question that.
No. Why you? Yeah, Jeff.
Because then you end up missing too.
Well, we got drones.
Once again,
the drone.
Precisely. that stupid behind Al Sharpton doesn't believe can come down with automatic weapons. I'll guarantee you, you shoot anything in his gas tank, and it'll come down.
Yeah. Listen here.
Yeah.
Al Sharpton, his taxes went away. And he get a paycheck. He show up on TV every day at 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
and he got a job, and they've given him. There's nothing more rewarding than a paycheck and a camera.
Why don't we?
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that the issue? Because Al had about three or four houses that he owed a good $65,000 in taxes on. You mean that all disappeared now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen here. You on TV? You got a payment plan. You got a healthy checky check. What more could you ask for besides a camera and a check? Come on now.
Government cheese.
I don't need no government cheese with a check. I'm going to give you my government cheese. I got a check.
Oh.
Yeah. Government cheese.
You can buy it right off the slice.
See, the elite keep their support system well oiled.
You want to make me a bet he's got armed guards? You want to make me a bet he's got armed security every place he goes?
You don't need no armed security.
The guy from MSNBC guard had illegal weapons.
You don't need no. Listen,
carrying them.
Listen. I played a clip yesterday because they were all bent out of whack because somebody mentioned Malia and Sasha in a news article, or the NRA did a clip.
Well, they just asked how come the president's kids deserve armed security and my kids don't. That's not saying anything bad about them. That's just asking a question.
I just want to know, and they threw the NRA. And can I ask you a question for you NRA people out there?
Sure, go ahead.
Why did they apologize?
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't know they did apologize.
Listen,
because
be a man.
Because they
wasn't
black.
And listen, can we,
hey,
South Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Stanley, you're there. Jeff?
Uh-huh.
Michigan man? Stanley, we all African Americans, right? Can we give some white folks some lessons right now?
Michigan man is still an African.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Can we give him some lessons?
Like that.
No. Can we give him some lessons real quick? What is the first thing you learn when you do something?
Deny it.
No, you don't apologize for it.
Wasn't me.
Wait a minute.
Wasn't me.
I was just seeing.
Wasn't me.
Sticks wrote in the chat room that the reason euthanasia was started in Germany was because it was needed to cut health care costs.
That
and it was the truth.
It is the truth.
It's the truth. And guess what, people? They don't need ovens for you. They got you with flu shots. And they got you with all these other things. You don't understand. They can go in your computer because every time they see you on the computer.
Margaret Sanger got you before you were born.
Wait a minute. They have the algorithms that are emanating into your house. They can send a particular disturbance that will give you cancer.
Dealing with our health care insurance company right now.
It's so deep.
Dealing with our health care insurance company, I'm not kidding you, is becoming so much of a pain in the neck that I'm getting ready to tell my wife, just drop it. Or just pay what you have to pay, and I ain't going to the doctor again, and I'm done dealing with these people. I spent 3 hours the other day on the telephone with some moron that couldn't understand that I ride my stationary bicycle 2 hours a week to cut our insurance rate $16 a month.
You were fighting for the $16, too, that, wouldn't you?
Oh, you better believe it's my $16.
They don't care nothing.
I'm not going to sweat like that for that $16 and then not get that $16.
Hey, man.
See, I'm one of those idiots that pay $10 to go sweat a month.
Well, you need to, but here's the thing. they're playing games. I spent all last week dealing with the insurance company on medication that right now I have to have daily. And the thing is they change the formularies. They take the medicine out, and my medicine's costing $125 a hit when it was $4 last year.
Well, don't worry. Adolf Barak's going to take care of
it. If you like your health care, you'll get to keep your health care.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Matt asked a question, and I'm going to answer. Matt, they said that they overshot. It was ill. No, you said it was ill. He said referring to Obama's children was ill-advised. Listen, what'd you say, South Carolina?
Oh, Pianchi just put something in the bag on chat room.
I'm trying to go to it.
Oh, he wanted me to choke somebody.
Oh, what? Man.
Tracy, you know Bloomberg got more money than dirt. I mean, you know.
Uh-huh. And your point is?
He put on double-sized drink, right? On super-sized drink, right?
That's right.
Guess who?
The NAACP.
Come out and said, you got it.
The NAACP.
What did they come out and say?
They standing on the side of the soda pop
people. They standing on the side of soda pop people. NAACP is standing for a civil rights organization. Is standing with Bloomberg to restrict people's rights.
No. The NAACP, I'm telling y'all. Michael Reagan came to town, and he said something that was so very, very offensive. I was just totally upset.
Mm-hmm. Which was?
He said he called the NAACP the National Association of Cocaine People, and I was in the room and I was very, very taken back by that statement.
I'm not.
South Carolina, wait a minute.
You crazy,
South Carolina. I'm a change, and I was very, and I would not entertain Michael Reagan from then on out. You know, I am here, so you need to be more sensitive with me being in the room. But after that statement right there, they need to change that colored thing to crack.
Rush is right sometimes. Ooh. NAACP.
What's that?
National Association for the Advancement of Liberal Colored People.
NAACP.
No. Liberal crack people, because you got to be on crack to start saying that you're going to defend the size of a soda pop when you got African-American men going to prison like it's a business.
Hey, Tracy.
And who's
this
happening? Follow the money.
They will want people to reduce the size of a daggone Coke can or Coke bottle or fresh rub or a drink, but they won't go after the size of a daggone 40-ounce bull.
If you follow the money, where does the NAACP get their money from? George who?
Soros.
Oh, gee.
Well, that's
and who is he?
That's not all. I mean,
the biggest Nazi racist in the world.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. He loves
eugenist.
And a eugenist.
He's a eugenist. But here's the thing.
But you got more calories in beer than you have in soda, folks.
But it's my
No, a can of beer is 100 calories.
I'm talking about my liquor, man. My liquor.
No, I don't know about
that. But it's my business. If I want to drink myself. 40 ounces. And I want to wear a diaper. It's my business. I'm going to go find that song. Go ahead, y'all. Y'all, Stanley, are you there with your liberal self?
They stood with Bloomberg. And doggone Coca-Cola gives them and the Hispanic organizations tons of money a year. And so now there's a conflict of interest. You know what? They deserve it, because when I hear that gay rights is the new civil rights, and then I'm looking at school children inside of cities that have absolutely gone crazy, lost their mind, and aren't learning nothing except what they see on TV or hear on a rap record.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you know where I'm at with that.
What's wrong with rap?
No.
I don't know why you don't start singing rap.
I do rap, but I do.
I want you to do, I want them to hear it. I'm rap. Rap.
Black by popular demand, because the gospel truth we now can't understand.
No.
Fake curse has now been reversed in the midst, but nothing is now being dispersed. We know Adam. means earthy, dark,
Jeff,
brown
Jeff,
color.
Jeff, the first was a soul brother.
What?
That's not rap.
And even then, he then sold from rap. Put the music on and then see if it's
not rap. No, nobody said bitch or anything like that. That's not rap without saying those words.
It's a GD sham.
I'm going to do.
Do.
Just as I want to.
Billy.
Do you know who this is, Sticks?
Not a clue.
Billie Holiday.
Well, how do you know that?
When he said Billy, I was going to say Billie Holiday, but I wouldn't have known it just to hear it.
Ain't nobody's business.
Well, just because I'm white, you're surprised I know that?
Yeah.
You were surprised I knew another black act before.
Yeah, like Miles Davis.
No, no, you didn't know that. What's his name got his start in the Humpty Dance?
Oh,
Flavor Flav?
Yeah, Flavor Flav and the guy that got shot.
With Digital Underground?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Tupac. Tupac started with Digital Underground.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to take a break. But I just want Jeff was going to rap. Jeff, this is a message.
Put on music
I
got music.
Ain't nobody's business what I do. Monday, seriously, if I want to drink, a Coke and wear a diaper, that's my business.
I can't wait to go to New York because I'm going to have a big 2-gallon Kool-Aid thing from Walmart.
Mm.
I'm going to take it and I'm going to walk the streets of New York and I'm a dead and arrest by my
house. I don't even think you can smoke in public in New York.
Well,
you can't smoke in your apartment. You can't smoke in your hotel room.
Huh?
All of that's crazy.
Whoa. I pay rent and I can't smoke?
That's right.
Can't do it.
And I think there's a $200 fine for smoking in your hotel room.
Smoking in your hotel room I'm with. Hold on, y'all.
Public policy meeting with other African American leaders in Washington. The Daily Caller asked the group about gun control.
Let me say this. I think as the way we look at it, everyone has respect for the Constitution. This is really about the children and the victims of gun violence around the nation. It's about the 30,000 people each year who lose their lives from homicides and suicides, and the shocking number of 61 mass killings that have taken place since 1981. And we think that the nation, cannot dismiss that carnage, that bloodshed, and sit behind or hide behind the Second Amendment. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights are not absolute. One cannot yell fire in a crowded theater and hide behind the First Amendment. And we absolutely think that the idea of banning a military-style assault weapon, a weapon that I am confident that Thomas Jefferson and James Madison never laid their eyes on, is not inconsistent with the rights of those who self-protect, those who shoot, who want to participate in sporting and hunting, which, many do and some even at this podium may do. So it's very important that inside the Beltway, people talk about this lobby group, that lobby group, this provision and that provision. Where many of us live and work and where our constituents are, it's about too many funerals. It's about too many children. It's about too many fathers. It's about too many broken families. It's about too many drive-by killings. It's time to put an end to it. So the assault weapon ban, universal background checks, all of those things. I appeal to the people inside of the Congress of the United States to demonstrate courage and to stand up for the people of this nation and to stand up. No one has been more aggressive in our defense of the Constitution than this nation's civil rights leaders. The Voting Rights Act, the Equal Protection Clause, the right to due process, all of these provisions are important. So the Second Amendment, we respect the Second Amendment. None of these provisions speak in absolute terms. I'm waiting for someone to suggest that the Second Amendment gives them the right to own a tank and to park it in their driveway. Let's be real. This is about the children.
The Daily Caller asked Sharpton if he agreed with Morial's comments.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the Second Amendment, it was that you would have militia to protect yourself in case the government came and attacked citizens. First of all, if the government were to come to disarm you, you would not be able to use an automatic weapon to defend yourself. Let's be serious. We're in a world of drones now. So the Second Amendment would not help you in that area. It is absurd to try to cite that. We're talking about people do not have the right to unregulated rights in this country. And I think that for those that use the Second Amendment are conceding that they have no argument on why you need a magazine with 100 rounds of ammunition and 100 or 30 rounds of ammunition and on why you don't need background checks. I'm leaving here going to the airport. I don't have the right to tell them at the airport that I cite the Constitution, so I'm not showing you my ID and walk through. I mean, everybody is regulated with every right. Why are we trying to act like there's a logical argument as to why people don't have military weapons?
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Are you satisfied with your current level of reproductive health care? Have you been considering making a change? Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley are accepting new patients. Call 330-746-7007 for comprehensive female care that includes fertility treatment, contraception management, and prenatal care through delivery. Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley provide individualized, personalized care in a soothing, first-class environment. Call 330-746-7007. Most insurances accepted.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition.
Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a...
Hello. Where in the world is that coming from?
Hello.
Who's What's that? Up, convener man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Al Sharpton sounds like he's on dope or something, man. Or drunk.
Why do you sound drunk?
You know, with the Second Amendment, you should have a gun when you go to the claim. You should say, hey, I got my Second Amendment. I should have the right.
And I've got to say, thank you to everybody who's on the phone with us. And, you know, there's just so much stupid stuff going on, and people are just being stupid and ignorant, and they're being led, and they're, we can really go to a, like, slaughter like a pig.
I have a question for everybody out there.
What?
I have to put this
up. What?
Why is our government giving money, or giving not only money, but F-16s and Abrams battle tanks
to the Muslim Brotherhood?
Wait.
By the Muslim Brotherhood. This is the very same group that
what are you talking
president...
about? Hold slow. Slow people in the room. Slow. Little bus. Little yellow bus.
Right,
me.
Little bus.
What? What do you mean? I didn't hear that. I wasn't on the internet.
Our government
who?
Giving money. The U.S. government, controlled by Adolf Obama, is giving money, as well as weapons, to another government, Egypt, which is controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. They're giving them F-16s and A-1 Abrams tanks. And this is the very, very group that support Al-Qaeda and are associated with Al-Qaeda, the very same group that Adolf Obama claimed Hillary got rid of.
Well, 60 minutes. Well, actually, no.
That's what's mind-boggling.
Let me explain to you. Like, I can explain this to you really quick. Okay. This is what happened. See, Sister Hillary,
okay.
Got rid of all the bad people, and now they're giving guns to the good people.
That are left in Al-Qaeda?
Because they weren't in Al-Qaeda because...
They're giving it to the same people that their leader said the Jews involved in pigs and apes.
The same way that Bill Ayers became a good terrorist.
Right.
These guys became a terrorist.
Yeah.
And if we have any more problems, we'll just send out Sharpton's drones.
Right.
Okay. I get it now.
Right. And you don't need protection here in America because they got your back. Yeah,
and
that's right.
And them drones work so well against those IEDs that the Iranians are sending into Iraq.
Right now, you got to understand. And right now, everybody in the Middle East, across the nation, across the world, they love America and they respect us because now we're becoming independent and just like everybody else.
I've been so foolish all these years.
That's what I'm saying. Can we sing Kumbaya, my Lord? Kumbaya. We got this.
Damn, I must be missing out on something.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, but you know,
Bianchi. I think Tracy slipped. I think she slipped all of them some of her medicine. They all in there.
You guys have been drinking the Kool-Aid for years. Let's have a little now.
You know, back on the thing of guns, you know, in Kennesaw, like I said before, that Georgia, they mandate guns, that each household have one. But in 2010, they had 3 murders. They all was committed by the same person. And guess where they was committed at? They was committed in a no-gun zone.
Wow. Get rid of no gun zones.
That's what the people that just got killed in Colorado did. He went to the only theater. It was twice as far away from his home as several other theaters. But he went to this one where it says that nobody can have a gun in this theater.
Seven theaters in town, and he went to the only gun-free theater in town.
Only one.
Go figure.
And ended up getting shot.
Who sent me the parody from Fox News that had the no-gun zone? Okay, never mind. Hold on, y'all. I got to let Liberal talk. Go ahead,
no,
Stanley.
Are we talking about the same? Let's go over history. Reagan, did Reagan take weapons and give it to Iran? Yeah, that happened. Did Reagan do this?
Iran at the time was not threatening to. Wait a minute, Stanley. Stanley.
No, he's a traitor, Matt. Matt, he's a traitor too. He done it. Oh,
Stanley.
Let's not talk about it. It's true.
Stanley, take your meds.
Iran. We did not give Iran weapons. We gave Iraq weapons against Iran in the war.
I remember the Iran Contras.
He gave weapons to the Contras. The Contras gave them to Iran.
Stanley, you got to talk back and forth. You cannot filibuster.
You got to have your facts right too.
And you got to give a concise thought. You're not doing that, and that's the problem.
You said now Iran Contra.
Yeah.
That was guns for drugs, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was
Ollie North, wasn't it?
That was Oliver North.
And Osama bin Laden told Ollie North, "I'm gonna seek you out to get you." Didn't he do that? Because Ollie had to get a whole lot of protection.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden threatened his family, yes.
Absolutely. Okay. I just want to make sure I got the right history.
The one thing I'd like to say is this. First of all, neither one of those countries, even if we did give them guns, not F-16s, okay, and other bombs that can do mass destruction, in 2 countries now, Iran now and Egypt now, that have threatened to wipe Israel off the face of that map. That was not the fact at that time, and nor was it the consideration. In those days, the United States was a good friend of Israel, not like today. So you are not correct in what you're saying directly.
Yes.
I'm not correct.
That's why every journal asked President Reagan when that happened, how can you sell weapons to people and then act like you deliver the American? Because that was back in the days, remember, Tracy, when Americans were being held by guns. But President Reagan decided to give weapons to Americans that was getting tricked.
Stanley, every
journalist told you that. Because the
hostages were released on President Reagan's first inaugural.
That's correct.
Yes.
They were not being held when Reagan did anything because Reagan wasn't in office.
Stanley. Is there a delay?
Go ahead.
Only in Stanley's mind.
Is there a delay?
It's on permanent delay.
Stanley, I just posted something in the chat room in reference to Reagan and what happened with him and his gun rights. And you have to know, you have to realize, the Middle East spit in Carter's eye. because they waited until the inauguration and the swearing in, and as soon as he swore in, they released those hostages. That was a spit.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Pianki, your mic is on.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm done. But Al Sharpton is crazy, isn't he?
I keep telling you,
we should never entirely get rid of Ku Klux Klan.
Well, Al Sharpton is getting a paycheck, and that's what you have to remember. Jesse was against abortion until he started getting a paycheck, and then he was all for it. So, you know, this is all craziness. What are these people that's, you know, I got a guy that likes to call people store-bought N-words on my site. And
Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the guy, you know, he does that, and he doesn't realize the people he's following blindly after and licking the boots of are store-bought N-words, for real.
But
and
you know, the thing is, the people that listen to his show is the ones that has to be punch drunk. I can't understand it.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
I tried to put something in the chat room, but it won't let me do it. Okay. You've got Feinstein and the liberals going after guns, the Second Amendment. You've got Morial and that whole crew in NAACP and Al Sharpton going after the Second Amendment. Okay. The last domino has fallen. The Honorable Louis Farrakhan has now come out and said that the Second Amendment is an outdated concept.
And I said wholeheartedly, I would never give any of my guns, but they can have my bullets.
Are you serious? That
I'm serious.
To the teeth of the Nation of Islam is?
Yeah,
what they going to do with that picture of Malcolm standing at the window?
That's right.
You got that right.
They're going to get rid of that. Because you remember, you got to realize they didn't like him anyhow.
Well, see, this is the thing that, and you know, we want to fight with Iran-Contra. Sometimes you have a subversive group in your government, which is what we had at that time, because Dick Cheney was alive and well. And I'm sorry, I got to give Dick Cheney the Evil Man Award, Simon Barr Sinister off of Underdog. I just can't take him, but you know, he served President Bush well, and or in Vice President Bush well, and that's where these things arose from. You have to understand, when somebody is a CIA chief, they never get out of that game. You have to understand that. Never.
Uh-huh. I think somebody called my name. Was that South Carolina? Was that you, Matt?
I did a while back.
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, Matt.
I wanted to make a comment on that piece that you left with the last break there, with the gentleman talking about the Second Amendment, and I
Mark
found a
Morial.
Yeah, that's him. What a dope! What an idiot! Listen, he makes this statement. He says, "I'm pretty sure Jefferson and Madison couldn't have envisioned a future with AK-47s in it when they were dealing with the Second Amendment." You know what, that may be true, but I'm sick of the dumbing down of the founding of this country and the founders, the geniuses, the people who put these documents together went against great personal loss to their family, themselves, and their countrymen, and everybody calls them stupid, saying that they couldn't envision the future. Listen, the technology with weapons were advancing even when they were alive. They knew that weapons would be getting greater and greater and would fire more and easier to fire. They knew that was down
well,
the line.
Well, they had the pepper box already, which was a multi-shot weapon, and they also had Leonardo da Vinci's designs for assault weapons,
exactly.
Multi-barreled weapons. So they damn well knew what was going to come up, and so that guy's statement was totally out of order.
But you got to understand, listen, this is the whole thing. You know, they say that we drive by fear. But they drive by ignorance. I'm going to bring this to little children terms. When I was a child, I thought my parents were out of touch with life. And so they didn't know anything.
Well, see, now you understand why some of us blacks speak out against the NAACP and the Urban League. I know you was complicated and confused in the understanding of it, but now you see, those people have been nothing but a detriment to the progress of African Americans in this country. Anytime you come out and you file lawsuits because the majority of blacks when poll won't school choice. Anytime you come out and you join on to a Bloomberg who wants to restrict people's intelligence whether or not they should drink sodas or not, something's wrong there.
No, no, no. You got to see the one that came out last night. That we've got to support our gay brothers and sisters because their rights are being. I'm not lying. I ain't lying on it. If I'm lying, I'm lying.
I can't stand much more of your show, Tracy. It's harder on my heart.
I mean, you got to understand, gay is the new black, for real.
That's what they said last year.
But Tracy, when you have these people that are being controlled by the system, including you, Tracy, this is gonna happen. You know, Obama's on his way about to legalize these 11 million illegals that came into this country illegally, but don't have a clue of how to protect the border so 11 million more won't come in. So what you going to do when you legalize 11 million and then 10 years later, another 11 million
more?
Yeah, we didn't learn the lesson of Reagan.
Hey, Tracy.
Or Bush. Yes, Al?
Just kind of figured it out. It just dawned on me a second. Do you know how many weapons have been sold in the United States in the past 4 years? Or how many
not as many that have been sold in the last 4 months or 4 weeks.
Do you realize how many Americans are armed to the teeth?
Oh yeah.
If you've got a million individuals in the military, and you've got 100 million with weapons, guess who's going to win that?
You got to listen, South Carolina. You got to understand, President Obama's got stock. His children's future are tied up into arms.
During deer season, the third largest standing army on earth is in the woods, in Pennsylvania, West Virginia,
right.
Michigan, and Ohio.
South Cadillac too. When I went to the store, I saw some fellas. They got the four wheeler loaded up. They gone.
You guys hunt deer funny down there.
Huh? Well, how do they do that?
Oh, they use dogs and buckshot.
Yeah. They do who?
Yeah, you got the problem with using dogs, though, is that the meat
they
is really, really
it.
Gamey. No,
they
not,
use,
not no, no. The meat is gamey.
It's why do you
use dogs? Because what happens is the deer pumps more when he's running like that.
Adrenaline.
Blood is, yeah, adrenaline is all through the blood, and they do the same thing with wild hogs down here. You know, I prefer the tree stand and the bow and arrow or just going through the woods to shoot them.
Hey, South Carolina, do you go hunting? You know you're black, right?
What they got to do with
black people used to hunt all the time.
Jeff used to hunt and hunting.
My
grandfather hunted, but that was used to hunt.
Yeah,
when's the last time you went out hunting?
Hey, South Carolina, how many rounds did it take when I was down
17?
See what I'm saying?
How many rounds it take to put down a 1,000-pound boar?
A 1,000-pound boar? A well-placed round? Because
you're only
going to
have three
shot.
Bullets in your gun, you know.
Yeah, one shot, one kill, if you place it correctly. But if you have a 1,000-pound boar and you don't place that round correctly, as many as it takes.
Hold up, guys. Now, I got a question for you because I don't know anything about hunting. My grandparents, they hunted, but, you know, my grandpa and all that. But now, when you shoot something with a 22,
you talking about that, Tracy, is like a liberal talking about conservative politics.
Right, that's why I got to ask you. The question is, no,
let her go.
When you shoot a buck or a 1,000-pound boar with a 22, what does that boar do?
The
it's
bullet
gonna be like
bounces
either,
off
I'm,
the boar and comes at you.
Because you know when you hit a deer with your car and you think you knocked him down, don't get out the car because he's gonna come and he's gonna run you over. So I just need to know.
You shoot a 1,000-pound boar with a 22, he's gonna come and chew you to pieces.
That's just gonna make him angry.
Read your license.
Hold on, go to your house
and tear it up.
Wait a minute. I got one more question because I just need to know this. Because, you know, we get ready to take down some weaponry, so you got a 22, and you can only hold one bullet in the gun. So do you have time with the 22 to put the other bullet inside the chamber to get it to shoot?
The only thing you better is try to hunt
that bullet and put it upside your head.
As a matter of fact, yes, there, Matt.
I saw that exact video, as a matter of fact. A guy shot a 1,000-pound boar with a .22, and it did stop because it had to take time to laugh before it got back up and off.
Have you never seen that video on YouTube with the woman? She shot at the bull, and the bull kept going, and she had to keep shooting, and it finally stopped like 5 feet in front of her. Look, when you are out there and you're shooting a wild animal, particularly a wild boar, you're gonna have to shoot this dude. I mean, you can't play around with this stuff.
Listen,
listen.
As a matter of fact, they tell me when you shoot a person who was a man, if he's a big enough man, and you shoot him with a .22,
he's just gonna make
you. You know what?
All you're gonna do is make unless you hit a heart or head.
Hit the heart, you better hit the eye.
You better hit. Because they tell
right
me
in
if
between
you,
the eyes, the kid's
they
the
tell
brain.
Me if you don't get him. He's going to be mad, too.
Do you know who Trace Adkins is, a singer?
Yeah.
Tall guy.
Madonna.
He was shot in the heart with a .38.
Ooh.
And he's still walking around.
Yeah, I mean,
hey,
they're on men,
they hunt
forget
those deer with shotguns. They use rifle slug. They don't use buckshot.
No, in South Carolina, they do use buckshot to hunt.
They use
buckshot.
Sneak up on them and shoot them in the back of the head?
But if they,
Once the dogs have them cornered and they're tired out, you can take them down pretty easy.
That's true, but when you get a perpetrator that breaks into your house that's on drugs, and they're all hopped up on drugs, it's like trying to stop Stanley from talking.
Unless you are in the military, you won't
that's
know
all.
This fact. The M1911A, which is the standard sidearm issued to the military for 100 years.
Yeah, it was. Now
it's a 45 caliber slug was put into service because we were in a war in Africa, and the people we were shooting at would get all hopped up on drugs, and they'd shoot them with 38s, and they wouldn't even slow them down. That's why that firearm was created. It's a man stopper. It's like hitting somebody in the chest with a sledgehammer.
So going back to my assault weapons and issues. So if I shoot you with a .22,
you're assault .22. Because they make assault .22s. There's one on the list.
A .22 long rifle, yeah.
So if I shoot you with a .22, if I go shunting with a .22, I'm liable to come back like Dick Cheney's buddy?
Yeah.
You got that right.
Yep.
Before you go to break, I put something in Facebook about the sugary drinks and Cokes. And
yeah.
My cousin, she just wrote it back to me. She said, okay, it's not often we agree on things of this nature, but I'm with you on that. Basically, they're saying diabetes, and this is talking about the Bloomberg ban, diabetes and obesity is bad.
Right.
Cirrhosis of the liver and drunk driving is okay.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, of course.
I thought you knew that.
But the NAACP.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know, they got your best interest at heart. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, yeah, that's the same theory that goes with if your kid steals your gun and kills somebody, it's bad, but if they steal your car and run over somebody, there's nothing wrong with that.
You know, I'm almost convinced if slavery was legal today, the NAACP would be the slave auctioneers.
They are. They just don't have that. Nominee.
I'm going to take a break for real now.
Hold on, I
like that one.
Listen, you asked me, did I take my man?
Yo, look, I didn't do it. Y'all be back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Bosch Appliances are ranked highest in.
Bianchi, you know, I think Tracy needs to make a sound bite of that and play it every time she comes out of break.
Yeah, they'd be saying, $5.
You bought it.
Hey, I tell you, that organization is something else, man. You just
don't
know.
It was shocking to me that when I saw that, and then I saw the sugary ban on products, and I saw the urgently supporting the other thing, And now to see Farrakhan saying that the right to bear arms is an outdated concept, you know, it's kind of like, you got to be kidding me. So they've gone into overdrive now.
Well, you know what it is. They just can't. They come up with all these excuses for addressing the problems within the inner city. They buck dance, jump all over these issues, and they want to come up with these superficial issues that's designed to create a certain effect out of the children in the community. With 50% unemployment, they won't address that problem.
Yeah. And I'm serious. When I saw that on Facebook, and not on Facebook, but went and did that at the Chicago and saw how many homicides there were and where they were, I was like, you got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. That's just unbelievable. And all of them right there in Chicago, and all of them, you know, within this last year, you know. So it doesn't make any sense to me.
These black organizations, and I'll say this: these black organizations, these black leaders, they continue, and blacks in general, they continue to look at the government to solve their problems. I mean, it just ain't not going to happen. No time has it ever happened. Matter of fact, I think some of the things that have came down the tube has complicated things and made it worse. Now, granted, it's not no single issue that can solve the solution that can solve these problems. It's multifaceted. But you saying that Farrakhan said that the Second Amendment is outdated, I never would have expected to hear that from him.
No, me neither. Me neither. And I'm just shocked. And the other part of that is he's saying that you think it's outdated because there's so many 200 million white folks with guns out there. Of course, you know he's always got a slant on things, but that doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, Mark, what do you think about Farrakhan?
There's 270 million guns and the population is 310 million. How he knows?
Yeah, 200, I think it said 220 million guns or something like that.
No, it's 270 million guns, I think, the last.
Oh, okay.
And the population is 315 million. So how do he know who has guns? I guess the 45 million all blacks, they don't have no guns.
Right.
Well, he need to come by my
house. Yep. And I mean, you're a little bit older than I am, but I mean, you know, I'm just having a hard time quite connecting with this whole thing. You know, I don't see it all as being, you know, because I mean, you know, you've got to accept responsibilities for your own actions and for the situation that you're in a lot. And, you know, that's what I've always been taught. But these guys don't want to accept responsibility for nothing. I mean, not a damn thing. And I'm just having a hard time with that.
Well, you have some conditions that lies within black society that the black folks themselves has to take care of their problem, but they're not being responsible. The responsibility is not there like it was when I was coming up. No matter how poor we was, you know, the things that I see that goes down today, we never would have even dreamed that. If you drew a picture of today's time and showed it to us back then, we would have thought you was talking about some place in intergalactic space or some place like that.
Yeah. Somebody said on here that Al Sharpton is from Victor Fellin.
So what is the thing that you disagree with what he said? What is the thing that you precisely disagree with what he said? He just said that. Don't you think that let me ask you a question. Do you think the Second Amendment should have no restriction and you should do whatever you want, get any gun you want, or wherever you want with a gun?
Yes, absolutely. You should be able to buy any gun you want.
Okay, yeah. So if you feel like going to a plane and have a gun, why shouldn't you?
If you can date any girl you want, you should be able to, and you can marry
if
you want,
if
you should be able to buy any gun you want.
I'm asking the question, if you take a plane, how come you don't have the right to have a gun? You should have, right?
How can you have the right to what?
You just broke
up. How come you don't have the right to what?
If you take a plane, how come you don't have the right to a gun in a plane?
Well, how come you don't have the right to a gun in a plane? That's what he's getting across.
Because of the liability, Stan. My goodness.
No, it's your Second Amendment.
No, it's because of the liability. Some restrictions.
Right.
Some restrictions.
Right.
Some restrictions.
Well, you can carry
a plane.
Stanley, if you own the plane, you can carry a gun.
And another thing, if you don't like the restrictions that's placed on you being a passenger on a plane, don't ride it. Take your car. Or ride a damn horse.
And you see that problem? There's no restriction in what you're saying. You hear what you're saying? So I go to a plane and 20 people could have a gun. It would be perfectly normal for you guys, the way you sound.
I don't think I'm taking that gun
away from me. They've stolen something from me.
A right stolen by their government, promising safety in return for its gun bans. But now citizens know the frightening truth. The cost of lost liberty can be measured in the loss of life.
It's become very, very obvious, even to Blind Freddy, that the expenditure of $500 million has done absolutely nothing to reduce crime. It certainly didn't do what the government touted it would do, which was to reduce crime. It hasn't done that at all. In fact, there's been more.
This has been a lot of bull and hasn't really done much to help society and with its problems.
Cold, hard facts. The anti-gun forces can no longer escape. Armed robberies have skyrocketed, up 69%. Assaults involving guns rose 28%. Gun murders increased 19%. And a new phenomenon, home invasions jumped 21%. An increase politicians insist they can't explain because they're still trying to legally define what a home invasion is and what the penalty should be.
Part of the difficulty is that there is no clear definition of home invasion in the law.
Never cease to be amazed at the ingenuity of lawyers.
If the politicians want a pay rise, boom, that's done in 20 minutes. But to define home invasion, what a joke.
I have no trouble at all in defining what a home invasion is. I think if someone sets their foot inside your door uninvited, they are invading your home and your privacy.
And victims who have survived home invasions don't need a definition. They've lived through hours of terror. Arthur Field was tied up, his hands and feet taped, his phone lines cut, while two robbers ransacked his house.
And they jumped on me and knelt on my chest and grabbed me around the throat because I immediately started calling out, help.
I don't know how many men, they start smashing the windows. There was a lot of glass shattering, a lot of noise outside, and I stood in the kitchen. I was trembling.
The Zawadzkis remember thugs running through their home, demanding money, and threatening to kill them. Mr. Zawadzki says if he had a firearm, the suspects never would have gotten away.
Do you will stand there, you know, waiting till you get killed? Or you will defend yourself? Tell me true, you will defend yourself.
Scars that never heal. Citizens left powerless. But it's criminals who have been empowered and emboldened by the new gun laws because the innocent can't fight back.
What's happening today is that the offender, the bad guys, are happy to break into somebody's house. They're not frightened to break into somebody's house while they're at home.
Citizens deny the right to protect themselves by a justice system that won't.
Well, my opinion of the legal system here is it's absolutely weak. Weak as water. I mean, it's because they've just got no backbone, that the sentencing for various crimes is just pathetic.
And police who can't. They're undermanned, and morale has never been lower.
It's very bad at the moment. It's never been worse. Since 1993, we've had a real decrease in over 230 sworn police officers in this state.
These policemen have joined the job, police women have joined the job to go out and do it, and they can't even attend it at breaks or assaults, because there's no vehicle to even get them there. I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous.
Gun laws that have backfired. And Australians who have been forced to hide behind bars and deadbolts. Some are even installing extensive security systems because the firearms they still own that haven't been banned have to be locked up, unloaded, and unavailable.
I mean, get real. If I have someone break in here, I've got to go get the bolt, get the rifle, find the ammunition somewhere else, put it all together, and then defend myself if this other person's got a firearm that's going to threaten my life. No way. It doesn't bloody add up.
A political fraud. Gun bans that haven't made a difference, and gun owners now struggling to stop a growing momentum against them.
The people pushing the removal of guns from the Australian society are already saying that's only the first step, publicly, that's only the first step. Now we want the handguns, we want every other firearm.
Their warning to Americans, don't think it can't happen to you. It can, and it already is.
Unless you, as a firearms owner, get off your butt now and start to oppose those that want to take them off of you right here and now, I would say that within 5 to 10 years, the restrictions on gun owners in America will be similar to what happens in Australia.
Don't trust your politicians. Get in there, keep on their backs. Be a member of the NRA, be a member of your local gun club.
Be part of the NRA and never, ever, ever give up your freedoms, because that's, in the end, that's all you've got.
If you think you have rights, tomorrow the government can take them away from you.
I think the Americans have to be very, very careful, because, you know, their rights will be quickly eroded, as ours have, and we don't have a chance in hell of getting those rights back.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. And in studio, we have everybody. Everybody's here but Mark, and so Sticks and Jeff and Ben and myself. I see Mary and Margaret. Okay. And
you look at that magic mirror again.
Yeah, Ben, you know. Romper room.
Yeah.
You could tell that I watched it as a kid.
I liked it, too.
Yeah, you know, it worked. And yeah. We've got everybody in the chat room. We've got Michigan, Pianchi, Matt, Stanley, and South Carolina. They're all in the chat room. And we want to hear from you. The number is 347-945-5229. I know we've gone a little bit all over the place, a lot of calls today. But it's all tying into the same thing. And, you know, this Australian person that Fix just played this clip from, I gotta say, he said don't let Americans lose their rights, because you can't get them back when you lose them.
Look at how many we've already given away.
What are we giving away? We're free.
If you have a couple acres of property, can you dig a latrine and not have running water?
No.
Nope. Can't do it.
No, can't do that.
You can, Sticks, you can go out and dig cat holes all day long. Nobody never knows the difference. For those that don't know the cat, Jeff knows what a cat hole is. But a cat hole is a hole in the ground, one by one by one, that you dig in the ground that you use to relieve yourself, and then you cover it up, and then you put a stick in it, and right when the cat hole was used, and then you can't go back and use that cat hole for 2 weeks.
But don't worry about it, because women are going to be going on the front line. They're going to need to know where the cat in the hole is. Don't worry about it.
Well, the reason why we can't do that is because all the official bull comes out of Washington now.
Oh! I mean, let's just look at this. I mean, can you buy a piece of land, pitch a tent on it, and live in it?
No.
In most of the country?
No.
You can in the state of South Carolina, because of the simple fact that the definition of what a domicile is that is set forth by the United States Census Bureau, and the state of South Carolina will abide by that. A tent if the post office will put a box there, allow you to put a box there, then that's your address, and you can live it.
So if the post office, which is a government entity, says you can have a tent, you can have a tent. But if the post office says you can't have a tent, you can't have a tent. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm saying it's set up by the post office, and the U.S. Census Bureau will allow that or recognize that, so the post office will recognize that as well.
See, in my community, I can't put up a pool without a permit, so I need to get a permit for the pool. And then when I put the pool up, I need to put a fence up, but I need a permit for the fence. So, and then that has to be inspected and meet certain requirements. And everything needs permit. Everybody needs to be paid for this to happen. If I want to put a deck around that pool that's within the fence that I got all the permits for, I need a permit for that deck.
We got to give you more taxes. You want your property value to increase? Well, let me get your money now.
Well, then I got to pay the taxes on top of that too.
Right. Don't forget about that. We can't forget about
well,
Uncle.
Well, Well, I'll tell you what, Tracy, though. Now, we are what is called a quote-unquote tree city, and you cannot cut down a tree without permission, okay, or without approval. However.
What do you mean I can't cut down a tree?
You cannot cut down a tree on your property without permission. Somebody went back and read the law, and the law states that you cannot cut down what is called a Darlington oak. It grows no place else in the entire country but in this one spot. You can't cut them down, period. So people have been cutting down trees like crazy in the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, you know, I told you guys this, you know, when we were talking about the laws and the gun law, you know, we elect people and we send people to Congress and we send people to the State House and we expect for them to have an education. And we hire lawyers and we send them to be legislators and we think they're writing the law. And they're not. You've got a couple other people on the sidelines. You're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to write laws. And usually they don't look at laws in a 365-degree view. You know, you need to look at something all the way around so that you make a common-sense decision when you make a law. That's how in the state of New York they pass a law and exempt the police. They didn't exempt the
police.
No,
the police aren't allowed to have larger than 7-round magazines either.
That's what I'm
saying. Or assault rifles.
That's what I meant. So does that make sense?
It's the law of unintended consequences. Every time they pass a law, there's a law of unintended consequences that nobody ever thinks of. And we haven't seen the beginning of the law of unintended consequences for this healthcare thing.
What? Oh, Fitz, you keep on going back to that healthcare thing just because you got to pay $16 for getting you got the money. Pay $16.
He's talking about that Obama don't care policy.
Tracy, he's right. He's right. If you think about it, Tracy,
you
think about it.
You conservatives, all you care about is the money. You're just capitalist. Ain't that right, Stanley?
No,
I never heard Stanley.
Did you
get straightened out on the one thing, Stanley?
No.
Stanley, you keep bringing up all these countries with gun control. What do you have to say to that clip I just played you of the people in Australia?
No, I have no problem with that. But I could bring you a clip of all people in Japan. Everything who don't have any problems. I can do a debate with you, Stace. I have no problem. You bring your clip.
I told you they'd say it was right-wing propaganda.
What you have to understand about Japan, Japan is not a Western nation.
Oh,
a large part of the history of Japan, they were only allowed to have one knife in an entire household.
You don't need a knife.
One blade.
One blade, yes, one blade.
One blade.
Stanley, you know one thing? That's why Japan got the mess bombed out of them. They could not stand up against the tyranny of their government doing crazy stuff in the world.
Wow.
And guess what? Because they couldn't stand up, when we told them to stop or else they were going to have to pay, you know, price, guess what? They paid the price.
Hey, yeah. I'll bet North Korea has a pretty low gun crime rate, too.
Mm-hmm.
What does North Korea have to do with Japan? I'm not talking about North Korea, man.
But
why can't you not understand that there's many other people that don't see it the same way that you guys do? You understand?
I agree with you.
Yeah, there are a lot of dumb people out there.
If Japan doesn't have firearms. Just, I don't want the United States to become Japan.
But you know, hold on, South Carolina. Let me say this. I was talking to a man who is a citizen of the United States, but they immigrated here from Greece. And he said, the America that I came to is not the America that is here today.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
People come here because America was different, not because America was where they left. And America wants to become like everybody else instead of being who they are. Go ahead, South Carolina.
Well, the thing about it is, Stanley, what you've got to understand is, back in, I think, I want to say it was 87, 88, or somewhere up in I can't remember the date, but there was an uprising in Rwanda. Okay, and their chief weapon was not a gun. It was a machete. I can't remember the formal name they give it, but they killed people with the machetes and hacked up 300,000 or 400,000 people with that machete instead of a gun. Okay, they used what they could, what they had to use. But But do you know how they put down the uprising? They put down the uprising with a gun, with several thousand guns. Okay?
You wonder, wasn't that Yada Dada? What's his name?
No. That was where the Tutsis hacked away on the
YouTube.
Yeah.
And YouTube,
yeah.
They were fighting.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna go, let's not even go there, because America didn't do anything with that happening. And Matt too, I'm sure, could talk about that.
America was what
America, like, they're nothing. American didn't do nothing when it happened. Nothing.
Yes,
when 3 billion people got killed. Nothing. America didn't interfere. Didn't do anything.
Stanley, hold on. I'm not gonna say that America has been altruistic, because they have not been.
And Stanley, you're upset because we went to Iraq, and part of the reason we went to Iraq was to stop Saddam Hussein from torturing his people, and yet you're angry because we didn't do anything in Uganda.
What are you talking about? When Saddam Hussein was torturing people, we didn't do that also.
Not Uguganda,
that's
Rwanda.
True.
Rwanda, guys.
That is true. In fact, one of the reasons why what's the leader that got out of jail when he was 70 something years old?
South Africa.
Mandela.
Mandela.
They begged the United States to interfere,
and we would not.
And we would not.
Sudan.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm not gonna say that America has been all true in it. But I want you to understand, the same America who is disingenuous and the same America who is hypocritical about their stand on global affairs is the same America that you trust.
And the same America that gave my relatives years ago syphilis to see how it would work.
And there's something else you guys probably don't know about South Africa under apartheid. Under apartheid, a black man was allowed to own a semi-automatic rifle. And under the new regime, they aren't allowed to own a gun, period.
They're going to stop that.
Black people under apartheid were allowed to own firearms.
Yeah, but
they were. It was all about money. Hold on. What'd you say, Stanley?
Tracy, I have to go. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I go get my grandson.
All right.
Love you, man.
All right, okay.
We have nothing to be proud about when we did. We did nothing with our Africa Americans. We have nothing to be proud about.
Hey, Stanley.
What are you saying?
I agree with you, and guess what? After 4 years of this president, we still ain't got nothing. We don't treat the African Americans right in this country.
What do you mean?
We don't treat them right. All we do is give them stuff so they keep voting for us.
Ben, that doesn't help you.
Hold on, and listen. The goal is not to help you. The goal is to keep you where you are.
Keep you where you're at.
Go ahead,
Ben. Let me ask you a question. If your parents had given you everything that you wanted whenever you asked them for it, what kind of condition would you be in? I think you're the resident white guy here, so. You know.
Yeah, no, seriously. If my parents gave me everything I wanted, I'd be spoiled. I'd probably be in jail. Probably be on drugs.
Emotionally crippled.
Yes.
No, I was going to say, I probably would have
killed
myself when my father died, because that would have been the end of the gravy train.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
You have an Obama phone.
Yeah, I would definitely have an Obama phone and probably be eating government cheese.
To send somebody a last text with. Mm-hmm.
And I'd probably be proud of it. That's the sad thing. People are proud of getting free things from the government.
All upset right now because they don't include long distance on those. I hear there's a big uproar about that, too.
Usually
the drug dealer isn't across the world. He's across the street, so.
I've got a situation here where my tenants are not taking the phones. They're not taking them because they are convinced that if they take the phones, they're going to cut their social security checks.
Oh, really?
Somewhere they got somebody told them that story, and the one person I know that had one, she tried to turn it back in, and they told her they couldn't take it back. So she says when it turns some time to recertify, she's not taking them. She's not gonna recertify. They can have their 250 minutes a month.
Did you tell them what's gonna happen if they vote for Obama? Don't care.
It's too late.
Too late.
99% of my population voted for Obama. So. Mm.
Ooh, that's amazing. Wait a minute. How much of what?
Hello?
99% of my of the population where I work at voted for Obama.
Oh, where you work at? Okay.
I had one. I had one person not to vote for Obama, and let's just he was not melanin challenged. So.
Now, hold on. Now, I got to throw this in there before Pianki was going to say something. But I need for people to understand. When you look at, you have a high population of people that are in either on Social Security, people that are poor or underserved, South Carolina.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I talk to people and I try to tell them, and they said they believe that it was voter fraud. And when I tell them there can be precincts when in urban populations that they had 99% and 100% for Barack Obama, they tend to think I'm talking out the side of my neck.
Mm-hmm. They do.
But when I look at my precinct at large, outside of two, I mean, you know, when I ran for office, my opponent got 99%. So what do you think Barack Obama got? And I just want to throw that out there because a lot of times we want to yell foul when it's a mindset of ignorance that we have dug ourselves into, and now what kind of consequences?
Unintended consequences.
We have unintended consequences by the decisions that we made yesterday.
Thing is, this system is going to collapse anyway because, first off, America is not printing their own money. Secondly, you got all industries leaving America, constantly leaving America, so it's going to basically kill the middle class and middle class workers, the white workers, all workers. And also with these other laws and everything that's being put in place is killing business, so that's not going to be no employment there. All the regulations, that's not going to bring any new industry here in America. So you're not printing your own money, so that means that someone's controlling America. So really the system is going to collapse. And that's what they want.
In a perfect scenario, and people wanting that, that would be what's going to happen. However, I understand the American resolve, and when we are put in the situation where they put our backs up against the wall, black or white, black and white, rich and poor, redneck and sophisticated, we'll fight against any tyranny. And when these guys are talking about prying my guns from my cold, dead hands, that's exactly what they're talking about. These folks that are dead set against us will fight. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Hey, South Carolina, I just pulled this fact up. It comes back from 2010. It says, according to Ammo Land, more guns were purchased last year, that would have been the year 2010 in the United States, than there are active duty military members in the world's 14 largest armies combined.
Wow. Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. And now you wonder why Adolf Obama wanted a private police force. I mean, do you remember that speech?
10,800,000 guns sold in the USA in 2011.
Huh.
Can you imagine
Brock's in trouble.
Can you imagine a militia that is 50, 60, 100 million strong within the boundaries of the United States?
That keeps America safe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you can come here and think that, you know, okay, just because I came here, I can just, you know, go off. I know America's got guns, and I don't know which ones, and they will shoot me. I just can't come in here and go crazy.
And that's the biggest argument against gun registration. If you look in the movie Red Dawn, mm-hmm. shortly after they land, the Cuban general says, go to the gun store and find form whatever it was so we know where the guns are.
Well, listen, Yamamoto, before he got shot down, he was the Japanese officer who initiated Pearl Harbor and that plan. Said and this is well documented, the only reason why they never even attempted or thought to invade the West Coast of America was because they knew the private citizens were armed to the teeth.
Hold on, guys. I got a caller coming in. Hi, 330-692, your mic is on.
Hi, I'm probably a professed liberal gun grabber, as you guys would probably like to call me.
Mm-hmm.
And what you know, I hear you guys talk about this, and you don't have really anyone from my perspective on. You have all this paranoid tyranny. They're going to grab our guns, and then we're all going to be in slave camps like the Chinese or something. You know, okay, here's this. You want to look something up on the Internet? I would like to know this. Name the top 10 states in the United States, the top 10 for gun death. Okay, like how per capita, not California, because California has the most, you know, population per capita. With this is a good statistic. I think that, you know, it's cold hard facts that I think we can argue here.
Okay.
The top 10 states, the top 10 states in America for gun death per capita. So what's the most violent state in America? And then I want to know what states have the loosest or most permissive gun laws. So that way you can say, okay, these states obviously give guns to anyone, and do they rank as the highest in gun deaths? I mean, how can you argue that guns make us safer?
Illinois,
43 in gun violence. Okay, number 43 in gun violence, and it's also number 45 in gun permissiveness. So you're wrong. Oh, Chicago.
Hey, wait a minute. He's talking per capita, so. You have
per capita. Look at Chicago.
Oh, okay. Slow down. We're going to let you
talk. We got time. We got a half an hour left.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll have an honest and open debate here.
Yeah, go on.
I love Chicago when you guys bring up Chicago and the 500 gun deaths because it's a gun-free zone. Police have traced 1,300 weapons.
Which is down from 900 when it was a gun-free zone.
Okay, let's do this right. Now, hold on. You said
police, let me finish my point.
No, but you asked me. I got to get this out because you asked the question. Number one is New Orleans. Number two is Detroit. Number three is Las Vegas.
States.
States. You want states. You don't want cities.
Because the laws are states. The laws are.
All
when
right.
You guys want to talk gun ban, you say, oh, Chicago's a gun-free zone, but Illinois isn't. And when they trace the gun murders and gun deaths in Chicago, the police traced 1,300 weapons.
Whoa, they found
that majority of weapons come from out of state. They're trucked in by a trunk that you put a bunch of guns in a trunk and you drive them into Chicago. A gun ban doesn't work in a city.
Relax. First of all, guns death violence in Chicago is down 900. It used to be over 900. When they allowed guns back in the city, it dropped to 500, 460 some last year. So you're wrong. And
what am I wrong about? What am I wrong about?
You're saying that gun violence is up in Chicago and not. It's down.
There's 500, 460, 500. I'm not saying that's wrong or right. I'm saying that's a number that you can't say that allowing more guns will lower that number.
But
Let me say this to you. See, this is my argument that I have with you, and I will pull up the stats because I want to see exactly what you're talking about. So
okay,
and we'll give you some time. This is my problem. We are not when you talk about the guns that were imported into Chicago.
Yeah.
Those are not the guns that are going to stop being imported.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
my,
by what? What do you mean by that?
See,
they're illegal
guns that people go to the gun shop. And I was telling them the other day, I went to Buckeye and they wanted $700 for a gun. Whew, you know, and I got to register for three days. I got to, you know, sit back and chill. I got to take a test.
You don't know the facts. But you don't know what, do you know what straw purchases are? Purchases are legal citizens, okay, that buy guns like you and then sell them for cash money to a criminal or someone without a background check. That's where most of these guns come from.
Hold on. Let's go back to what I said. I legally fill out the paperwork. My name is Tracy Winbush. This is where I live, and this is what I want. This is my phone number. This is my Social Security number. This is where I've lived for the last 10 years. Got all that done. But listen to what I'm saying. They're going to restrict my and I got a gun safe at home, and it'll hold whatever I want. I'm going to lock it up, so if you break into my house, you got to take this big safe out of my house and run away with it.
Yep.
What I'm saying is we're going after those citizens that choose to purchase guns.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we
yes,
are.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
That's another common misnomer that you guys say. Only legal citizens will be affected by these laws. Wrong.
Right.
Look at the 80s laws with MAC-10s and Uzis. Those guns were wiped off of the streets virtually. Virtually.
No, they're not around today.
Uh-uh.
Hey, gun grabber. Uh-uh. You're going to talk to somebody that knows, okay? Because I know the streets quite well. Okay, let's put it like this. I'm going to tell you that I know 30 gats during the 80s, especially with MAC-10s.
I got
the
one
70s
now.
And 80s had MAC-10s, had Uzis, had all of that stuff. And you know what?
And they don't have them now, do they?
Yes, they do.
I got one now.
You are an idiot, my friend. I'm sorry to say this to you.
I have
you
one
have,
now.
Wait a minute. The streets are illegal. They don't do stuff like you do it or we do it. So when you make laws to hinder guns, all you're doing is taking it away from the law-abiding citizen because the black market is still going to keep on.
Okay, so what you're arguing, wait a minute.
That's not
let's
only
take
they get guns.
I like that argument. So what you're saying is the law, making it illegal to have these guns is useless because they don't follow the law, correct?
Exactly.
So why have, so criminals always break the law. That's what criminals do. They break the law. So you're saying don't have laws because criminals want to break them. Why
do
we have rape laws? Why
have
rape laws? Because rapists are going
to
rape.
But don't make law-abiding citizens have to break laws to have guns. That's the issue.
You're trying to hinder me from having a clip.
But I
got
to break a law to rape someone.
Listen, dog. You're going to have me not have a clip with more than 7 bullets in it. But the criminal's going to have the 20 and 30. That's foolish. And there's no way that makes sense. They're going to find and get,
so
the, they're gonna get the illegal.
So don't write the law.
No. Listen.
I agree with what he's saying. We shouldn't have laws the way you're talking about.
Right.
Every law should
help.
Because criminals are going to break the law. Like
the criminal always breaks law. Society is defined by the laws it writes.
So my question is, so do you think that we ought to have all guns banned?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the purpose of a gun? It's designed to kill. Its a purpose is to kill.
Right.
A car, when you guys use this...
That, sir. The criminals
wait,
know
wait,
that. Listen, there was...
So, but you guys don't. You guys obviously guns are like a be-all panacea of peace.
The Second Amendment, okay?
You know, that's why...
Hold on a second. But when the Second Amendment was conceived, before all these laws came around to bastardize it, when the Second Amendment was conceived, it stated that people have the right to protect themselves, and then we have other things in the Constitution that say murder is wrong. That's all that needs said. No law.
Okay, so have you read the Federalist Papers? Have you read Jefferson's Federalist Papers explaining the Second Amendment and what the purpose of a well-regulated militia was for and how that is so far deviated from the NRA's interpretation saying soccer moms should buy guns at Walmart?
Okay. Let me say this. I see where you're going with this. Because you're going to go right into Jefferson and you're going to segue into Patrick Henry and all the rest of them talking about, you know, to have a militia in order to control slavery.
He brought up the Second Amendment.
Hold on. But then you're going to talk about the whole reason for a strong militia is in order to suppress slaves and have slaves. They come back around and say the Second Amendment was written to ensure that slavery was lived long in the United States of America.
No, the Second Amendment, the well-regulated militia, according to Jefferson and the Federalist Papers, is he wanted each state to have its own well-regulated militia instead of a central military like Britain did. That's what he clearly states is we're supposed to have militias.
That's not true.
Well,
that's not true.
The Pennsylvania Rebellion would rebuff your last comment.
But you're reading part of it as all of it is one part. Is the Second Amendment, the way it's written in two parts, my man. Last part says, therefore, all citizens have the right to bear arms. Okay?
Okay.
If you want to have a militia, you have the right to bear arms. No, therefore.
Okay. Now, the problem we get into with Second Amendment debates, the problem we get into with Second Amendment debates is what is the definition of arms, and why do you define that as limited to...
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Let me ask the question, because I'm a bit curious about this, because it seems like most folks that I meet that want to do away with the Second Amendment have a different type of outlook on things, and their motivation is different. And they see everyone as being, you know, have a tendency towards violence, and so therefore they want to get rid of all the violence. I'm just curious, what is the motivation for those folks to get rid of the weapons that people privately own? It doesn't make any sense to me. And
yes,
they seem to disconnect the fact that it has everything to do with the individual that's doing the shooting and the motivation that the individual doing the shooting has versus a person that is out there trying to protect themselves. Okay.
I'll explain that mentality. I've thought about this thoroughly because, you know, it seems I am in a – well, first of all, polls show that most Americans are in favor of a stricter gun control, but that's not the point. You're asking me my mentality of – is saying I want peace. I don't want children shot in the face in school. I don't want to go to Christmas shopping and have the mall shot up with an AK-47. I don't want gang violence.
Here's the problem you run into. The whole lie that these kids were shot with an assault weapon is just that. It is a lie. It is a lie. These kids were shot with a handgun, okay? That's the first lie. Okay?
Are we going to go into conspiracy? Let's not go into conspiracy theory.
There was an assault weapon in the trunk of his car. But those children were hurt with a hand firearm.
And what about Aurora, the Batman killer? What did he use?
Okay, but do you realize that he went past? He picked the only gun-free theater in the neighborhood.
Let's stick to the gun he used. Did he use an assault rifle to shoot off 30 rounds in 27 seconds?
It wasn't an assault rifle.
Oh, it was a semi-automatic rifle.
You cannot own an assault rifle in the United States unless you pay $1,500 tax stamp on it. And to buy an assault rifle in the United States,
remove the firing pin. Remove the firing pin in your
dollars.
I understand. Look, I remove the firing pin from the Smith and Wesson, and you have a fully automatic.
No,
it just takes a little modification.
The firing pin. If you remove the firing pin, you can't shoot it.
Can't
you
shoot
know
it.
Obviously nothing about firearms.
Look, you want to play semantics and say that an assault
rifle
isn't what he used.
No,
you
are. Not the man who used
a semi-automatic.
A legitimate hunting rifle with a detachable magazine.
A legitimate hunting rifle.
That's what the man in Aurora, Colorado used. He used the same rifle that hundreds of people use every day to shoot deer, groundhogs, prairie dogs, and other varmints and other game. I can introduce you to many people that have shot grizzly bears and hogs with that same rifle.
And AR-15.
About firearms with 600 people that don't know one end of a gun from the other one trying to tell me what an assault rifle is.
I understand there's been a mistake in the media about assault rifles and semi-automatics.
Whoa. Now, let me say something to you. It doesn't matter because you got crazy people. You're going to have to do something about crazy people, not trample
take
on my rights.
Wait.
Let me say something. I apologize for being angry when you said something because I can't stand the craziness that I hear coming back from your side.
You guys are the crazy ones.
I understand. I'm calm now, so let me try to calm down here. We're not crazy. What happens with us, history is on our side, first of all.
You're irrational is what you guys are.
No, just listen real quick because we don't have a lot of time left. But the bottom line is this. Crazy people are your problem. Criminals are your problem. You have to stop them. And the thing is we're not trying to stop them. We're trying to stop everybody else from having what could keep us from getting shot by a criminal or by a crazy person. If one person had had a gun, if it was just a .38 and they had hit a .38 special, that is, with a nice round, If they had hit the guy in the theater, guess what would have happened? Or with a 9mm or 40 cal, he would have not been shooting a whole bunch of people because he would have went down because the velocity of that bullet would have stopped him, whether he had all that armor on or not. But the thing is that's why he went to a theater that did not have
he bought 1,000 rounds online, and the NRA made sure it was easy to buy.
Slow down. Hey, caller, I've got a question for you. You're here locally.
Yes.
And you are a non-gun person, so you don't own a fire gun. You never have. Am I correct?
Pretty much. I mean, it's hard not to come in contact with guns in this society because they're everywhere. So, like, I bought a house, and in the house, in the closet of the house, I found 2 guns. So do I own guns, you know?
Yeah. So,
okay. But you better turn those things in.
Hold on, seriously.
We
become emotional about guns and about the Second Amendment and what people aren't. This is my issue. I'm not a gun owner yet. I'm working on it.
Okay.
But I've gone through some classes. I'm not really big on the gun thing because I don't, you know, that's not my thing. But I am about the Constitution and about the issue about having a gun. And see, my problem with America is that they're disingenuous with gun ownership.
Uh-huh.
One, we don't teach our children limitations and how to control their own anger, not even with their own parents and under authority.
I agree.
Okay. And because we don't do that, when they get mad, they have a tantrum when they're a kid, and they shoot when they're older.
I agree. The statistics bear that out. That guns
do that,
absolutely.
Yes. When because there were guns in my family and my grandparents' house, and their guns were on a gun rack. And I promise you, I've never touched my grandfather's gun until I was a grown woman. I think I was about 35 years old, because
okay.
It was a no-no. Don't touch. Don't you know? We didn't do it. We have mental illness in America. We don't want to deal with that. We don't deal with mental illness. Because, mental illness, because we want to have all inclusion. Right now, you got Title IX going, get ready to make it to where anybody who has a disability needs to play football. Come on now. We need to stop that.
I agree.
But I'm going to walk through this really quickly, but I got to lay the foundation for it. When I look at the Second Amendment, when I look at gun ownership, if they were saying that they were going to go after illegal guns on the streets, because, see, we look at these 30 people in Newtown, Connecticut. We look at these people in Colorado. But, see, we don't look at the thousands of African-American young people that are killing in the streets every day. Those are not legal guns. And, see, anytime I go in and I buy a case of guns, you would think my background check. I mean, because usually if you buy guns, you buy an array of guns. See, I know people, then they got maybe two. You know, they get 238s and 248s, and they buy different kinds. But when you go in and buy a case,
but that, the NRA says you should have the right to buy as many guns as you want.
No, listen. You have the right to buy a case, but you ought to be questioned about the case you buy.
No, you should.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. Because if you're going to do it for illegal transfer, and if you're doing it on an ongoing basis, you keep on coming back. There's a pattern here. We're doing background checks here.
Mark the case, and you know you shouldn't be questioned about nothing.
No, wait,
that is not their business.
Hold on,
I'm sorry.
And you've got blood on your hands if you believe that method.
No,
you've got blood on your hands because
you allow these people to get away with the foolishness.
But common sense. Now, come on now, because wait a minute. Now, if I'm illegally buying, if I'm buying guns legally, and I do know that there are people he calls straw people. I just call them gun runners.
Okay.
That do cross the line with a case of guns in the back seat. And they pay $500 for the gun, and they come sell them on the street illegally for $1,000.
You got it.
See, I have a problem when that gun gets used in a killing, and there's no, and it goes back to the same person too often.
Well, the thing is if it goes back to that same person, then you have your culprit.
But see,
Tracy, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that that is a problem and that that should be changed and somehow closing that loophole that allows gun runners, as you call them, straw purchases, to continue? Do you believe that that should be addressed?
Hold on. I think that should be changed, but I also think that guns that come outside of the police department should be changed.
It's already illegal. When you fill out that form, it says, are you purchasing this gun for yourself? There is already a law against straw purchases. You can be sent to federal prison if you're caught making straw purchases.
But hold on.
How long do you have to wait?
Hold on. You got 3 days, but let me say this. Because when we come down to paperwork, you know those firework people that always put up a firework stand by the border?
It's not that easy, Trace.
What's not that easy?
When you fill out that form, they call the FBI. When you fill out that form at the gun store.
Right.
They call the FBI and they say, I have this person, they're buying this firearm. Is it okay to sell this person this firearm?
Okay. But now when they buy a case.
They have to say how many. They have to tell the FBI how many.
That's what I'm saying. So if that's already in the law, then that's okay. But what I'm saying is if you're buying multiple cases and you're running at retail and you're not a dealer, they should have categories. I'm not saying that they should be regulated, but there should be common sense along the line.
What the caller is saying should be illegal is already illegal.
No, I'm saying you limit gun purchases to one per month.
I mean, you know
Jay
what?
Leno,
I wouldn't.
Jay Leno owns 30-some-odd vehicles, okay? Uh-huh. He purchased 30-some-odd vehicles at his house. This is just an example. Shouldn't he be classified as a car dealer?
I
understand, and gun grabber, I would agree with you. I wouldn't say one per month, but I would say that if there's a little bit more stringency on stopping the straw purchases, if there is something like that, that's something that's reasonable. But they're not being reasonable here.
Okay, but at least we have common ground. At least we have common ground here.
But we have to talk it out to get there.
I'm not looking for dumb stuff. But what I'm saying is when I look at the homicide rate in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and Youngstown, Ohio, and I cross the street to Boardman and it goes down to one, maybe zero for most of the time, I have major issue with this. But what I'm saying is they're trying to make a blanket law banning assault rifles for everyone, and I don't think that's right. Not based upon the Constitution in which we live in, and I don't think there's anything wrong with people owning firearms and owning assault rifles or owning whatever kind of gun they want. If they want to blow up, you know, Boogie Bear in the backyard, that's his business, as long as it doesn't hit my tree. But what I'm saying is what's going on here is they're disingenuous about the whole thing. Because, see, I heard Harry Reid say over the weekend, he said that he couldn't take an assault ban to the Senate because in 2 years they've got to go up. He's got 20 people going up for a reelection, and he wouldn't want to put that kind of pressure on them. So if you either care or you don't care, but don't act like you care and then try to play politics with it also.
Well,
don't
the political
tell me
system
hold
is
on.
Very impeding in this country to
hold
anything
on.
Common sense getting done. I agree.
Hold on. Don't tell me that you care about the little babies and the assault rifles and you're going after assault guns and all that kind of stuff when in actuality there were handguns that were used to kill these kids. Don't do that. Tell the truth and let people make their own decisions. But what they do is they get us emotionally frenzied. They get us fighting with each other instead of coming to commonalities like you and I said, well, listen, there needs to be something done because we do have too many dirty guns in the streets. But it shouldn't really be. I mean, if Sticks want, I've been to Sticks' house. If you go and try to steal Sticks' guns, you'll do better by stealing his TV and his refrigerator because you will definitely not get his safe out the house.
I think it goes back to, like what you said, is common sense. And what America has run away with is common sense with their laws. And that's what's going to be the detriment of America, of the collapse, because there's no common sense. So you're going to create a law and then have something else on top of that law that doesn't make any sense. So it makes people feel good.
Exactly, Chicago. Because, you know, what you've got is a society that says don't have stereotypes. Do not have stereotypes about people. But, however, if you're white, if you're male, if you fit in that demographic and you own an assault weapon or if you own some type of handgun or something like that, then guess what? You're racist, you're crazy, you're a redneck.
And all black people are thugs. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and all black people are drug dealers. I mean, I don't understand that comment. I mean, the problem is when a white person shoots up a school of white children, it makes national news and we have a law, but black people are killing each other in the streets every day, and we don't even care about it.
Oh, no, he didn't.
That's precisely my point.
So do they
every day, okay, in the inner city. I'm with you on that, but that is the point is they're all dying from guns. They're all dying from guns.
Well, here's the thing. Look at the commonality of it. Go ahead, Jeffrey. I got to call the pull up, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah, real quick, I'm just going to say, I just posted something here. Looking at, they're not trying to stop baseball bats from being around. And more people die of a baseball bat injury than they do assault gun.
11,000 people were killed with baseball bats last year? 11,000?
You have 11,000 people killed with assault rifles?
With guns. We have 11,000 guns.
You're not
going to
get guns off the street. It's a right given
to
us by the
So give up. So don't change anything and give up.
You got to have common. And see, this is where America loses. It's good to have open discourse. 443, you're next. But the problem is we don't have open discourse and come to a commonality to say this is what we need to do, but you can still hold on to this, and this is what we need to make sure happens so that we can stop this outcome here of our children dying in the streets. Because if you really want to know why our children are dying, there's a commonality between the white suburban kid that blows up a school and a black kid who kills on the street. It is that they no longer actually embrace life or the life of others.
That's true.
They don't do that, but that becomes from America and the desensitizing of them for embracing life in general, because we would rather people be zombies and to be ignorant than to have a mind and to think and to question authority. 443, your mic is on.
Yeah, I'm looking at all this, and I'm hearing how people are, like, going crazy about the Constitution and basically all the right to bear arms and everything. And my theory is that they wrote it as in, like, literally, we're allowed to carry guns, meaning, like, we can carry guns anywhere we go. But all the laws take that away so people can't get carry permits, for instance. But they put that there in case a tyrannical government wants to do bad things to the people that we're allowed to throw them over. They also put that in there, right?
Okay.
So my theory is that people should just all get guns and try to take everything over. But what would happen was, say we did take the White House over. I know people thought about this before. Then we're going to have problems and issues with other countries.
No.
We ain't taking the White House. We ain't going down that way.
This is the rational argument that we're hearing. This is take over the White House is the rational argument.
But that's the only way to stand.
Other than that, we're going to be freaking slaves.
We have to understand what happens when we do not engage the American people to know how they take over the White House. You do not take over the White House with a gun. You take over the White House with a ballot.
Right.
But we keep them undereducated so they actually take over a White House with an emotion and not with a mind. And until we actually stop that.
Trace, Thomas Jefferson's quote said it very clearly. When the government is afraid of the people, that's democracy. And when that's freedom, excuse me, said. But when the people are afraid of the government, that's tyranny.
Again,
you're there. You have a gun. So when the White House comes after you in your house,
it's a self-defense thing. And there's something else I want all you gun grabbers to think. Since 2007,
we're 2,000 less
gun murders.
Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Right,
you're listening to Tracy and Friends. Guys, have a good day. We'll see you then. Bye bye.